you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
V.I.G. Ah!
I hope you've been enjoying the show so far, because I know I have, and some of our listeners have, too.
It's practice time. Translate the following sentences into Spanish.
What an enormous erection.
Qué erección tan enorme.
She has such big boobs.
Ella tiene las chichis tan grandes.
Please don't bite my nuts.
Por favor. No me muerdas los huevos.
The makeover of the night on the red carpet. Fran Drescher joining us up here. You know, we were talking as you were coming up that you've done a movie with Pierce Brosnan before, The Beautician and the Beast. Did you ever imagine he'd end up being a James Bond?
I didn't. Pierce Brosnan was not in Beautician and the Beast.
Really?
I think I'm going to get back on the line.
Why are you the way that you are? Honestly, every time I try to do something fun or exciting, you make it not that way. I hate so much about the things that you choose to be.
And now,
Asshat,
our feature presentation.
Love, featuring Arthur Lee, lead singer.
No, not
of
today.
Love. And he didn't write that. Burt Bacharach wrote that song.
I didn't think he wrote
but
that. I don't
Arthur
know
Lee
song.
Wrote most all the songs that Love did. Anyway, that was My Little Red Book by Arthur Lee. Right. And that was a song that Jim Morrison heard on the radio and goes, we got to sound like that. And in fact, it was Arthur Lee.
That's a good story, Rodney.
That actually booked the Doors to open for them when Love headlined the Whiskey A Go-Go. And Arthur Lee brought the Doors to Elektra Records and got them signed.
Okay, that's a good story. Thank you, Rodney.
And can I say, maybe the people will be the times between Clark and Hilldale. That's the street
you think
off Sunset Boulevard.
Rodney raises pigeons.
Whiskey A Go-Go.
I hope so.
It's right still back. There, but not the same.
Right, not the
but,
same.
But I remember one time I had
another story. Excellent.
David Cassidy from the Partridge Family.
Okay.
And Bobby Gillespie of Primal Scream on my show.
Right.
We got a phone call from Arthur Lee.
Oh, what are the chances?
He called in and we spoke to him. And Bobby Gillespie was on acid. He was on kind of on LSD.
Mm-hmm.
And it blew Bobby Gillespie's mind, basically, because that was his idol, Arthur Lee. When I was a kid, I was in the 4-H club, and I raised pigeons.
All right.
I had these, like, classic pigeons, and so did Arthur Lee. He collected pigeons.
You're not
as well,
the same as Arthur Lee, whoever that guy is.
He talked about all these, like, really rare pigeons. They had these, like, they're called Russian fantail pigeons. Mm-hmm. They look like little tiny miniature turkeys.
Okay.
But they were pigeons, and Arthur had those, too. And we talked about the old days, and we talked about how I was addicted to Diet Right Cola and sunflower seeds.
That's it.
First came to Hollywood as a kid.
He's got an addiction.
So
it's
anyway,
a serious thing.
Bobby Gillespie and Arthur Lee were talking and stuff. We somehow managed to get together with a band from Santa Barbara called
mm-hmm.
Citrus Groove.
Okay.
So Arthur Lee got together with Bobby Gillespie from Primal Scream and Citrus Groove and recorded this song,
one of
his songs,
okay.
Arthur Lee's song.
We're not playing his song.
Flash on You, and here it is.
Oh,
rare.
Thank God. Rare. Okay, thank you, Rodney.
That's quite the introduction.
Wow. That's Rodney.
That's amazing.
And he's been angry lately at us for playing that, for playing clips of him on his show. I think I've edited one of them to make him sound dumb, but all of the rest of them, including that one, are just what he did on the air. We're just playing what he did.
It's not dumb, Kevin.
He doesn't want that to be on the air.
It's unique.
I don't know. Don't do it.
Then don't put it on the air.
Right. Anyway, it's the Kevin and Bean Show. Good morning, everybody. It's 5:34, and it is Tuesday, the 5th of double December.
That's right. They're breasts.
Got to say, it is the most wonderful time of the year. And what I love is after all of the nervous tension in the air from people anticipating the tickets going on sale, once they do go on sale, it's all good.
Oh,
every
man.
In
past years, this is the weird thing. In past years, people get upset when they don't get tickets.
Yeah.
Somehow, and I don't know if it's the way we put them on sale with the Listen for a Song or what, somehow every single person was thrilled this year.
Yeah, they all got tickets. And it's just, it's nice that they take the time after they're able to get the tickets that they've been so patiently waiting for to express their gratitude.
Right.
That's what really makes me feel the warmth of the season is the emails that say, Kevin Bean, thank you. It's great. Everything's good. I'm happy. Things couldn't be going any better. Looking forward to seeing you this weekend. And it's like a handshake. You know,
it really is. Pat on the back. You go to your email and you just go, wow, this is really, really good. We're gonna have to do it this way from now on, I think, because the fact that nobody was upset. How often does that happen? I got a couple emails from people that said, I didn't get tickets, but you know what, Kevin? I didn't deserve them. That's what they said. I was like, wow, this is amazing.
My story is no different from anyone else's, so why would I have been able to get tickets when other people did? Because I just wanted, you know what, Kevin, it's not even that I wanted tickets. I just wanted to make sure it was fair. That's the overriding attitude that I hear from the emailers.
Exactly. There are also a bunch of K-Rock listeners who are offering to give them away to other listeners that need them more.
Yeah, which is awfully nice of them.
So that's the amazing thing.
Yeah.
And I'll listen to you guys forever now. Thanks for that.
Right.
So that's a nice touch. So I can't believe we have any tickets left to give away with as many as we sold. But is that the plan? Is that we're actually going to give some away on the show today?
Yes, we do.
Wow.
We have tickets to give away. I believe we're giving them away for night number one this morning on the Kevin and Bean Show. We've got a contest for you.
And I believe, if I understand correctly from what I heard yesterday, that they're in the pit.
I did not hear whether they are or not. That's a great question.
I guess we'll find out. But that's what my understanding is. So details on if you've probably got your tickets already, but if maybe you know somebody who doesn't even know about the station that you want to try to win some tickets for, we're going to give those away today.
I got emails from people saying, I don't even know anybody that didn't get tickets. Isn't that crazy?
I don't know how we're going to fit them all into the Gibson, because it seems to me like about 2 million people bought tickets yesterday.
Yeah, and it's not that big, is it?
Not that big
out.
A venue. Yeah. Huh. It's weird.
We're going to put people on each other's shoulders, I think.
It's the only possible
way. Though.
Every single person
just
in there.
Just like they love everything
else. Yeah, they love everything. So that's good news.
Yeah.
So we do have those tickets coming up this morning on the Kevin and Bean Show. That should be fun. We also have Bob Dylan, who does his theme time radio hour.
Mm-hmm.
And every week we check in with him and find out what the theme is this week. And we're not exactly sure what it's going to be this week, but we'll talk to Bob and find out.
Okay.
I'm surprised he's still doing that show. Didn't you think he would think it was a good idea and then he would dump it because he's Bob Dylan and it's radio?
Yeah, because he's...
But he's still doing it every week.
Way too big and influential to be doing a radio show, especially one that's... Maybe he doesn't realize that it's a little embarrassing that nobody can understand a word he says, A.
Yeah.
And B, when you pick a theme and you have to play songs about that theme... They're not always good songs.
A little limiting.
Yeah. I mean, you can't necessarily pick all good songs because you have to pick songs that are about the theme. But.
Right.
I thought about you the other day, Kevin, because you know how we all buy DVDs? Many people I know buy DVDs that they think they're going to have time to watch, and essentially they sit on the shelf. You feel good having them. Wow, it's great that I have that box set, but seriously, what am I going to ever have 96 hours to sit down and watch it?
Yeah, and if you do watch some of the original programming on the DVD, how often do you get to the extras?
Well, you rarely have the time. That's true. So I actually pulled out the Martin Scorsese documentary on Dylan, No Place Like Home, that he ran. It aired on PBS, and it was a multi-part series that aired on PBS, and I had the DVD, and I actually sat down last Sunday and started watching some of it because I had time. I was pretty much caught up on my TiVo. And I thought about you because I watched about the first, I don't know, 2 hours of it.
What?
And we were up to 1961.
Oh.
It was 2 hours up till 1961?
Up to 1961 or something, yeah. And I was like, because I don't know how long it is. I know that it was a multi-part PBS series. It could be 10 hours for all I know.
Okay. I thought it was a one-time special kind of a thing.
Yeah, it went on forever. But it was just hysterical to me that I was 2 hours in and I was only up to 1961. And I thought, boy, this is going to be something that is going to be like a lifelong project that I'm going to have to go back to when I have time and see if I can ever finish it.
You want to hear something funny? I bought that because I figured maybe I should know something about Bob Dylan. I have no interest in watching that.
You're not ever going to open that up.
Not really, no. Don't like his music. I understand how important influential he is. I get that. That's fine.
You would be shocked at how articulate and lucid and how much he talks on this and shares stories, because he's notoriously private. And,
right.
You know, even in his own autobiography, he didn't say much. But this, I guess he really opened up for this project. Maybe he looked at this as his definitive work. But Martin Scorsese really pulled it out of him. And it's shocking to see him talk and understand what he's saying.
Hey, Mike, is this the is that a clip from that?
It's a clip from the
Bob Dylan thing?
That he never released, I think.
Okay, cool. Here's a little clip from what Bean's talking about. And that seems to me like that's not typical Bob Dylan. He seems like he's a little more serious than that.
An experimental phase there. And I think that's probably not.
This Christmas carol. La, 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 la.
That's hot.
Bob Dylan there, everybody. Also on this morning show, we got lightning strikes. Our producer, Lightning, is brilliant. He's Wrong Man, which his four-year-old calls him now. Hey, Wrong Man.
Awesome.
And he comes through the theory. And whether you disagree or agree with him or not, it's just bizarre the lengths that he goes to and the anger that he feels over some things. And most things that none of us get all angry about.
It's very baffling. Most people, you can at least see their point.
Yes, exactly. And I guess I can sort of see his because he's on the phone all day. I can see it for that reason. But
it's kind of... Yeah, you're right. The difference is most people you can see there, but some stuff he gets so worked up about, it's that. And that is his argument, and he's sticking to it. Nothing you can say or do is going to change his mind. He's just convinced the earth is flat or whatever it is, and he's furious about it.
Yeah. So, and this is Lightning in the office yesterday morning right after the show.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
And I thought that was weird. Also coming up this morning on the Bean Show, we have bad office Christmas parties. That time of year again.
Yeah, it is.
And all the offices, they say no to a Christmas party, and then a lot of times it starts gimping right at that moment when they say yes.
Yeah,
and
you get a sad little party in a warehouse with some punch.
Or like noon on a Tuesday.
Some vanilla wafers.
And you have to go back to work afterwards.
Yeah.
This is how you reward employees, though, for another year of your nose to the grindstone.
Right, sure. And it's never a payoff. All of your employees want to stay home. They do not want to go.
No.
So we'll take your calls about bad office Christmas parties. We have more than our share. I mean, we really do have year after year after year we could tell you about that's bad.
That's true.
And also, I don't know why, but animals are attacking. Shamu hates humans. And I don't know if you saw this, but the sea lions are attacking up in San Francisco. Something's making all of the animals in the world angry at humans.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what's up with that?
So I'm not exactly sure what's going on with that, but we will find out.
Plus that, you know, that alligator with the naked crack guy this week and monkeys are attacking in India. It just seems like every time you turn on your TV or go to the internet anymore, there are humans in danger.
It's like they unionized. All the animals are talking and they have all now made a plan to destroy people.
Wouldn't that be something?
That'd be awesome. They all start attacking at once. All right, we'll take a quick break. It's 5:43. We'll come back with Ralph Showbiz Beat, which is coming up next.
Good morning, Ralph Garman. How are you?
I'm uncomfortable with Psycho Mike and Kevin looking at gay porn on the other side of the room.
Yeah, what is going
on
with that?
A bit. Look at the size of his penis. Oh, man, it looks like an arm.
Psycho Mike
is so hot.
For some reason, sent me a picture yesterday. And, the guy reaches his knee pretty much. And that's pretty
great. Odd. Keep it on that side of the room, will you?
Yeah, why is that something you're fascinated with? I wouldn't look at that.
I wasn't asking
I
for
that.
Did I ask you for that picture?
You seem pretty happy to have gotten it, though.
Enjoying it now, yeah.
Well, when you look at it, you go, my God, it's like a guy with a third leg.
Hey, whatever floats your boat, man.
I'm just
saying. I hope you two will be very happy.
I don't know how my pictures get out there on the internet, but I got to stop that leak. I'll tell you that.
Time for the showbiz beat. Here's Ralph.
Oh, great story coming out of Washington, D.C. Apparently, singer-actress Jessica Simpson broke down in tears on Sunday night.
Yes.
After flubbing a song she was performing for the 29th Annual Kennedy Center Honors, the arts honors they give there in Washington, D.C.
What? She's performing at that?
She was performing as part of a tribute to Dolly Parton, one of her heroes. Dolly was the honoree of the evening. And she was singing 9 to 5, the song 9 to 5 from the movie 9 to 5 that Dolly Parton wrote and sang for the motion picture. And she froze. So ended the song abruptly, whispering all into the microphone,
so nervous,
and then ran off stage.
Oh, really?
To no applause.
Because most times...
The star-studded audience, which included President Bush, everyone just went, what the hell just happened?
So this wasn't a rehearsal. This was
performing on stage.
Oh, they shouldn't even let her in that building.
Most of the time, the artists can screw up and no one knows. They can kind of catch it and make it work. Artists, though, I mean.
Change the lyrics, do something.
And Dave, the King of Mexico, says her dress was coming off as well. She had to hold it up with her arm.
Oh.
See, at that point, you let the dress go, and then nobody notices you screwed up.
Yeah, true. You know, what's funny is she's been able to make fun of Ashley Simpson for her meltdown on SNL last year. Now, Ashley's got something to make fun of Jessica about on stage.
She came back on stage at the end with the other singers when the tribute ended, and apparently she was in tears.
What a nightmare.
CBS is going to broadcast the show on December 26th, day after Christmas. However, they have not decided whether they will edit her incident out of the special or not.
It's the only way I'll watch it.
I know. If you don't edit it, CBS, I promise you, everyone will watch.
Your audience will be enormous.
Do the right thing.
Wow.
Let us enjoy her horribleness. Yep.
Yeah.
That was typical, Jessica.
I want to punch her so hard in the head.
Oh, Ralph.
I want to knock her unconscious. And then take her clothes off.
I know.
Eddie Murphy used an interview opportunity over the weekend to question the fact that he is the father of Melanie Scary Spice Brown's unborn child.
Whoa.
You mean he thinks he is?
He thinks he isn't.
He thinks he isn't.
Yeah. They're a couple.
They're a couple.
Oh, I didn't even know
she was pregnant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
He got a divorce or is getting a divorce.
Right.
They're together.
But the thing is, Lisa, now they split up.
And now he says, I don't think it's mine.
Now he's saying he doesn't know if he's the father or not.
Oh,
when they were dating, he was the father. A Dutch TV show was interviewing Eddie last month and asked about the baby. And Eddie told the reporter, you're being presumptuous because we're not together anymore. And I don't know whose child that is. Until it comes out and has a blood test, you shouldn't jump to conclusions.
Interesting.
You know, you have a very big mouth, sir.
Yeah, exactly.
I'll have a blood test.
Yeah, sounds like he's trying to delay payment as long as possible.
They say he is fantastic in Dreamgirls, by the way. I'm really looking forward to seeing that.
He sure looks great in the trailers.
Oh, come on.
I've seen that trailer.
He looks like he's doing an impression of James Brown. Looks like he's going to jump in the hot tub.
I don't see that
at
all.
Well, I think he's playing that sort of character, which is, you know, just right from the stage show. There is a character like that, but they say he's amazing and he can sing.
Well, he's doing an out-and-out imitation of him, and it looks like he's doing a sketch.
To me, too.
He's so over the top.
To me, too. It didn't look good at all to me.
Yeah, let's go. Get in the hot tub. Oh, it's hot in the hot tub. That's what he used to do on Saturday Night Live.
I had no interest in seeing that movie, except for, you know, Beyonce.
Well, speaking of split-ups, the OC stars Adam Brody and Rachel Bilson apparently have ended their relationship of over 2 years.
Ooh.
According to Life and Style Weekly magazine, there's no drama. Friends tell the magazine they just ended it. So
yeah, there's never any drama when celebrities break up.
No, especially when they're working together.
Yeah.
And speaking of celebrity couples, everyone talking about the fact that Britney Spears was recently seen with new friend Brandon Davis at the Hollywood Roosevelt Hotel on Thursday. And all heads turned when they disappeared inside the same bathroom together and apparently got into one of the stalls.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
How does he get women? Look at him.
How does she go from bad to worse?
Yeah,
I mean, you'd think K-Fed would be like the bottom of the barrel, but she's found someone worse.
Reportedly, the two got nasty in the bathroom of an after-hours party at the hotel.
He's such a loser.
Yeah, he is.
Does she not have small kids at home waiting for her anymore, Ralph?
Nah.
Is that over?
Nah. She smothered him.
Brandon Davis, when is your new song Hardwood Floors coming out? I'm looking forward to hearing it.
It should be out sometime next week.
Okay.
Lindsay Lohan.
It's a brand new voice. I never heard that one, Mike. What character is that?
I had a long night at Hyde. I'm very tired.
Oh, I see.
And my voice has gone through a lot of stress from cocaine and cigarettes.
Allegedly.
Thank That's you. Thoughts. Jed Davis?
That's hot.
And Lindsay Lohan's not only expensive to hire, but her list of demands to get her on a set is pretty extensive as well. In Touch magazine obtained a copy of the riders for her contract for the movie Georgia Rule.
I love these.
This is the movie that she got into all the
trouble,
hot water about because she was out skipping days and saying she was sick when she was out partying at night, and James Robinson from New Line wrote that letter to her complaining about her behavior. Well, here was the writers onto her contract, okay? She needs to have vitamin water in red or purple. I guess the flavors don't matter as much as the colors.
It has to be the right color.
Strawberry or raspberry multigrain bars. Granola from the L.A. Bakery on La Brea there in Los Angeles.
Yeah, she eats granola.
Danone yogurt and Lay's potato chips.
That's a good mix. Okay.
A portable spray tanning booth worth $20,000 must be on the set at all times.
Oh, wow.
A personal masseuse. Masseuse must be on call 24/7. And all her vitamins have to be provided through the production company, as well as her allergy medicine and her Mucinex for her cough.
What?
That's pretty.
Have you ever heard of movie stars asking for the movie to provide their medication?
Vitamins and medication?
That's
no.
A new one. I've heard a lot of stuff, but that's a new one. I haven't seen demands like that since Kevin renegotiated his contract here at K-Rock.
Oh, that's true. They do have to give me vitamins.
That's how we got the tanning booth. It's Tuesday. That means there's new DVDs in stores today. Miami Vice, the unrated director's edition.
Yes.
Ooh, just in time for Christmas.
Because that's going to be way better than the one they put out.
The new Michael Mann film starring Colin Farrell and Jamie Foxx. Beer Fest comes out today. And Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Man's Chest, special edition in widescreen, two-disc set, available today. I like that movie a lot.
That's
good. It was fun.
Also, Rocky, the collector's edition, two-disc set, comes out today.
Ooh. What's that, the original?
The original Rocky. and they're doing extensive behind-the-scenes and unseen footage and making of featurettes, that kind of thing. Two-disc set comes out today.
Okay.
See Stallone on Monday Night Football last night?
No, I didn't.
Oh, it was awesome.
Really?
Yeah. They had him up in the booth, and they were interviewing him, and I tell you, he looks great.
Everybody was laughing when that preview came on for Rocky 18 or whatever we're on. They literally started laughing out loud. But then when they watched it theater.
Oh.
But then when they watched
it. You didn't say you were in a theater?
I'm sorry. The trailer of the movie. It showed, and everybody kind of laughed a little bit. And then at the end of it, like, he had turned everybody around. Everybody was like, woo!
Of course.
Looks awesome.
Greatest movie series ever. I'm going this afternoon to see it.
So are you really?
I'm very excited.
He's like 900, and he's playing a video game. I don't understand what's going on.
Yeah, that's what it is.
He's good.
900, and he's playing a video game.
Right.
And then he wins the video game. 24 Season 5 available also today. The Dukes of Hazzard Season 7. We want to pick that up. That's when it got good.
Sure.
Seventh season.
Season 7.
And Mission Impossible Season 1. After all these years, Mission Impossible, the original TV series, is available on DVD.
That's cool.
Season 1 available today. Today, celebrity birthdays. Let's take a look, shall we? Little Richard. Woo! He's 74 years old today. I wonder if Charles knows. We'll have to get our security
guard. I'm sure he does. He was married to his sister for 10 years.
And he drummed for him for like 20.
It's crazy.
Johnny Resnick from Goo Goo Dolls is 41 years old today. Margaret Cho, comedian, is 38. And Frankie Muniz from Malcolm in the Middle is 21 years old. Little Malcolm's 21.
He's so rich.
So stinking rich.
Yeah.
You know he's got the original Fast and the Furious car?
No.
He bought the car from Fast and the Furious. For like some ridiculously low amount of money. And he makes a ton of money just sending it to car shows around the country. He just rents it out for people.
So now he's a businessman, too?
Yeah, he's a businessman. He's
he doesn't have to do everything good.
I know.
He probably bought that car before he could even drive.
Bastard.
Well, actually, he's retired from acting, he claims, because he wants to spend his full time racing cars.
Really?
That's what he does now. Got his own racing team.
He could certainly afford to.
There you go, Malcolm.
Start his own team.
I guess you're no longer in the middle.
He's on top now.
I got to work on that. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Clock. So, thanks to you, both nights of the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas 2006 are sold out. Of course, there's a few more days until the show. They are this Saturday and Sunday at the Gibson Amphitheater. And we thought, you know what? Let's give away some tickets on the Kevin and Bean Show later on today. So, keep listening. We'll give you a chance to not only win your tickets for night number, do you know?
Two.
Night number two. We're also going to throw in backstage passes and their pit tickets. So, that's coming up this morning on the Kevin and Bean Show. We'll tell you what to do on the way from K-Rock.
It's also coming up all day on K-Rock, so you get a chance to win those tickets all day long. Let's play something from Kevin and Bean Super Christmas, which is available sparsely in some Best Buy stores, but not all over the place. But we have some great tracks on it this year. One of them being, of course, Will Ferrell, who was in Ricky Bobby's Christmas. I mean, this is Ricky Bobby's Christmas piece on the CD, and it's with Will Ferrell. Could I have explained that better?
Yes.
I don't think so.
He
played a character called Ricky Bobby
yes.
in the movie Talladega Nights, which
right.
was a very big hit in 2006. The film's coming out on DVD next Tuesday, but here's an early preview of the character because Will Ferrell stopped by to wish you a Merry Christmas.
Much better.
All right, we'll see you later, Ricky Bobby.
All right. Hey, everybody. This is Ricky Bobby. You know, when Kevin and Bean asked me to be a part of this Christmas CD, I said, hell no. But then, when they told me it was for charity, I said, no again. Anyway, one big K-Rock endorsement deal later, and here I am. Now, those of you that follow NASCAR already know that Christmas is my favorite holiday, and that baby Jesus is my favorite of all the Jesuses. So I thought, what I'd like to do is take this opportunity to send the little baby Jesus a special Ricky Bobby birthday wish. And it goes a little something like this. Dear baby Jesus, so small and in your little infant manger just cooing and making noises because you don't know how to talk, but still being holy and beautiful and cherubic. And your skin and so fresh and not sunburned yet. And you smell like a baby does, which is usually like baby powder or some sort of liniments and oils and myrrh, because you're holy, and that's what the wise men brought you. They brought you myrrh and incense and so like a flashlight or something. I can't remember how it goes. But dear little baby Jesus, happy birthday to you on this glorious day. I mean, it's a great day. It's your birthday. Hey, it's your birthday. You probably want to go to Vegas and party with your buddies, but you're just a baby. You can't drive a car, but you could hire a limo service. Or maybe get a cheap flight on Southwest. They leave like every half hour. get a suite at the Mirage, you know, party down with some other your baby friends. I don't know. You do whatever you want to do. It's your birthday. So celebrate it. And I want the people out there to celebrate it and think about you, the little baby, who looks over us all and drools. Amen.
Yeah, beautiful.
It really is. That's sweet.
Just a that nice, is, touching moment. Touching. Yeah. We also have Mole on this year's Kevin and Bean Christmas CD, Super Christmas. And Mole does the Bong Water Dude Man Guy. He gave us that title. Right. We're not exactly sure what it means, but that's what he told us it was.
Hey, you know who it is? It's Mole. And here's my superhero story. It was a dark night this one time, and I was all done scraping out all the paraphernalia out of every pipe in the party box, and there was nothing left. And then I looked over and I spotted Long Bong Silver. It had been a super long time since I swapped out that dog water. It looked like a tube of beef gravy. So there's nothing else I could do. That's right, I totally chugged it. What I didn't know was the bong water was totally radioactive, and I became Bong Water Dude Man Guy. Well, first I became totally wasted, then I became Bong Water Dude Man Guy. Now I have the superpower to make a smoking device out of anything. Don't have a paper or a pipe or a power hitter or a steamroller or a one hitter or something? No problem. Bong Water Dude Man Guy to the rescue! I can make you a device out of an apple or a soda can or a banana or a file cabinet or a mechanical bull. So whenever and wherever there's a call for help, help Bong Water Dude Man Guy, I'll be there in a flash. Just let me finish watching Battlestar Galactica for this awesome episode. Up, up, and away! Merry Christmas! Happy Hanukkah, Bean!
Why every year does he say Mole. Happy Hanukkah, Bean?
I can't imagine how that got started. It couldn't be less appropriate, but thank you, Mole. Merry Christmas to you, too.
Both of those, of course, from Kevin and Bean's Super Christmas. And we actually have some stuff from past years, too. We've put these CDs out for, I don't know, what, 13, 14 years?
Yeah, a long time.
I think something like that.
Forever, yeah.
And this particular one is Christopher Walken's entry onto our Kevin and Bean Christmas CD. This is called Cooking with Walken.
And now it's time for an episode of Cooking with Walken. And here's your host, Christopher Walken.
Thank you. Thank you. Hello, everyone. Welcome to a special holiday edition of Cooking with Walken. I love Christmas time. It's such a joyous season. And part of what makes it so special is sharing wonderful food with friends and family. So today, I'll be showing you how to prepare an entire Yuletide feast. From a delicious appetizer of crab-stuffed mushroom caps, all the way through to a decadent dessert of chocolate bread pudding with bourbon pecan sauce. But don't worry, because we all know Christmas calories don't count towards your waistline, right? Okay. Now, to make sure everything times out right, we're going to start backwards with the dessert. So, let's get started. As you can see here, I've got a little milk, 2 cups of cream, and 1 cup of sugar. And we're going to boil this mixture in a large, heavy saucepan before we add the chocolate. Now, where did I put that saucepan? Oh, I know. Everybody, that uncomfortable hunk of metal is in my ass. That's right. Now let's see. All right, there's the handle. Oh, dear God, it's big. Oh, sweet mercy. And here it is. And look, it's got some chocolate already in there. Now, I already prepared this 13x9 baking dish of pudding before the show. So while I show you how to make the sauce, let's just pop this into the oven that we've preheated to 350 degrees. What the f***? This oven is cold. The pilot light's not even lit. Whose job was it to preheat this oven?
Mine.
And what's your name?
Ken.
Ken. Ken, why didn't you preheat the oven, Ken?
I turned it on, but I guess I didn't check the pilot light. I'm sorry, Mr. Walken.
Oh, don't worry about it, Ken. Come over here. Let's do it together now.
I'm really very sorry.
No, forget about it. Oh, my God, would you look at that?
What?
Take a look in there, Ken.
Where?
In the back there. Get your head in there. There, Ken. Do you see that? You know what I see? It's your f***ing life slipping away. You useless mother f***. Get this piece of filth out of my kitchen. What are you all staring at? F*** you. The show's over. Get out. I said get the f*** out. Is Ken all right?
He's dead.
Oh, no. Well, let that be a lesson to you folks watching on your TVs. Most accidents happen in the home. Safety first. And Merry Christmas from me and my ass.
Christopher Walken may be the wrong guy to have a Christmas piece from. He doesn't.
Yeah, that didn't really leave you with the warm, fuzzy feeling that you hope for at the holidays.
That's from a previous times. Kevin and Bean Christmas CD called Kevin and Bean Swallow My Eggnog. No, it's not Kevin and Bean Swallow My Eggnog. It's just Swallow My Eggnog is the name of that one.
Okay.
And by the way, you know we haven't played yet from this year's again? Kevin and Bean Super Christmas, the new Rage Against the Machine. They got back together and they did a song for this year's Kevin and Bean Super Christmas.
Doesn't sound right to me.
And we haven't played it on the air yet. So here it is.
No can of beans. The gas you give is nasty.
Okay, look.
Can of beans, oh can of beans. That gas you make is funny.
Zach has never sounded better.
Somebody please take that CD away from Kevin. Okay. So what you do is you email us. You go to krock.com for all of our email addresses on the show. If you want to get a message to Lightning or assistant producer Alex or David King of Mexico or Doc in the Rock or Ralph or Kevin or me or Psycho Mike. Of course, send your penis pictures right to Lisa May. And Acoustic Christmas request tickets right to Rodney at krock.com. So that's what you do there. Every once in a while, we like to go to the email bag and see what's going on. Hey, Lisa May, Kevin Bean, Ralph, and Gay Mike. I'm not sure if you've heard by now of Osaka, the killer whale who just attacked her trainer at SeaWorld a few days ago.
Osaka?
That's apparently, they say that's the killer whale's name. I thought it was Shamu, but...
Well, they can't all be Shamu.
Oh, Shamu is its stage name. I get it.
Right.
All right.
The one woman interviewed following the show said that she was totally shocked that something like this could happen. How can people be that stupid as to be surprised when a wild animal who is forced to do dumb little tricks for the amusement of a bunch of slack-jawed yokels actually lives up to its reputation, especially when the animal has the word killer in its name? It's not like they were going to see Shamu, the cute, cuddly kitten show. Look, next time I go to SeaWorld and I watch the Shamu show, and if I don't see a killer whale attack someone, I'm going to ask for my money back. Signed, Derek in L.A. I think he's got the right attitude.
I got an email from, let's see, Ryan, K-Rock listener Ryan, who says, guys, can you please put the Lindsay Lohan Firecrotch song up at krock.com? And the reason is, he says, my wife must suffer through this masterpiece and like it. A longtime and devoted listener, Ryan Davies.
Firecrotch.
We need to put this online.
It's disgusting.
If it's not already.
Go back to your cheap motel. You firecrotch. A stinky beaver.
That's just a clip of it, but we'll put it online if it's not there already.
I have some exciting news about Firecrotch.
Yes, Brandon.
I've been in the studio with Scott Storch, and I have a much cleaner version that I can provide for you if you'd like to put that online.
You have a different version?
It's the same song with a much cleaner sound, more polished.
Okay. Oh, okay. How about your other smash hit, Lips of Glory? Will that be made available to the
listeners? If you'd like it, I can call Scott Storch this afternoon, and we'll be in the studio by the end of the day.
I do think we need Lips of Glory. So thank you.
Here's an email from K-Rock Token Black listener Anel. He's writing about the recent rash of arrests with our pal Snoop Dogg. What's he been arrested 3 times in 3 months?
Yes, in like a week and a half, wasn't it? A week.
Dear Kevin, I mean, what's up with Snoop Dogg? Hasn't he gotten the word? Johnny Cochran is dead, man. Brother's got to start laying low. Look, if you're a 6'5 black man driving in Burbank with a 5-man entourage, which includes a 50-year-old pimp in a green suit, you got to stop rolling around with dope and guns in the car. Look, am I the only brother in L.A. with any common sense anymore? Anel, that's a good point. You know, it does seem like Snoop, knowing that he seems to be a target to the man, could start rolling a little lower profile.
You would think, yeah. That's what weed does to you. I'm guessing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Damn it, Kevin and Bean. When will you learn to properly vote for Miss Double December? This guy went to our website, Kevin and Bean, at the krock.com, to the Kevin and Bean page, so you can vote for the final 10, and we're going to talk to more of them coming up. To properly vote, we need at least 3 or 4 pictures. You do this every year. You post some tiny picture, and we can't even make it bigger, and to top it off, you only post one. We need more pictures, or at least larger views. Tyler. And then he wrote back, I don't know, maybe 2 minutes later. Kevin, oh, I see. You just click on the name. Sorry, but I'm just saying.
Love yeah, that.
The pictures do get bigger.
Yeah.
But you can go to krock.com, go to the Kevin and Bean section, see all 10 finalists in the running for Miss Double December 2007. We talked to 2 of them yesterday. We got 2 more coming up on today's show. And, you know, you're going to find this hard to believe, but we really do, for our vote anyway, personality means a lot.
Yeah, I mean, it does.
This is a woman we're going to be hanging out with for the next year.
Oh, yeah.
Hoops are great, but it's yeah, and kissing, right, Lisa? It's kind of nice when they're also fun to be with, like the last few have been. And I got one more. This is from our pal Mark Thompson, who you know is the weatherman on Fox Channel 11. He also is the go-to announcer for Fox for their award shows and live events. And last night, he was doing the Billboard Music Awards over there on Fox Live from Las Vegas.
Awesome.
Which is just a terrible show, by the way. He writes to me, among his email, he says, hey, I'm flying home on Tuesday afternoon, and by the way, Bean, I spent a little bit too much time in the casino here in Las Vegas. I need to borrow $10,000 from you, and would you please substitute the word borrow with the word take and the figure 10,000 with the figure 15,000? Love and Merry Christmas, Thompson. So here's a clip of, I think, the highlight of last night's Billboard Music Awards with Mark in the booth.
Coming up after the break, a special surprise performance by Kevin Federline. Just kidding. We really have American Idol finalists Catherine McPhee and Chris Daughtry.
They had people running from the theater, screaming in horror with the announcement of Kevin Federline making an appearance.
It's about time the music industry and the television industry start mocking that man.
Yeah,
so now he's being mocked, not just by an occasional host here or there. He's being mocked by an entire network and the entire music industry. How great is that?
I love that. We'd like to check in occasionally with Bob Dylan. He's got a satellite radio show that is Theme Time Radio Hour, I believe is the name of it. Good morning, Bob.
Yeah. Kevin Dean, how you doing?
We're good. How are you?
I'm doing good. Got time to have an 8 hour. Can serve you events in the satellites in the sky going down in just in the years.
I don't think lemonade is in the title, Bob.
Yeah, I don't think it is at all. Hey, Bob.
Good,
yeah.
Sure,
yeah.
It does, yeah. Were you able to get your tickets for K-Rock's Almost Acoustic Christmas? I know you were interested in going this year.
Yeah, heard the song Foo Fighters, Avalon, pick up a phone call, got right through, got 100 pairs.
100 pair? But I thought we were limiting that to 2 per person, I thought.
I did, too. Something went wrong. Some kind of... Okay.
What are you doing with them, Bob?
I'm selling on eBay.
Oh, that's what it is.
$2,500 for a ticket. Wow. Backstage passes, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know you could get those from Ticketmaster.
Oh, yeah, got everything.
Wow.
I'm playing on stage.
We're going to have to check into your what?
I'm playing on stage.
You're playing on stage?
Yeah.
You're on our show?
Absolutely.
And Ticketmaster? And Ticketmaster sold that to you as well?
Yeah, Ticketmaster sent me a slide in the lineup.
Wow. I had no idea.
And some whores.
Okay. Now,
and drugs. I love Ticketmaster.
Yeah, no kid. I bet you do. Now, Bob, speaking of whores, producer Lightning says that you've been calling the office lately looking for more pictures of Miss Double December contestants. Is that true? Because that seems a little unseemly for a man of your age.
No, I like Miss Double December. The thing didn't drop my pants.
I'm sorry?
Look at the pictures. Drop my pants.
Drop
That's
your
what
pants?
I was afraid you said.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
So you're really into the It sounds like, Bob, you're really into the contest this year, and we hear that it has something to do with your Theme Time Radio Hour this morning.
That's right. Theme Time Radio Hour. I'll tell you the song. No, he's putting the song in the words. And then the story that tell him I'm being able to go inside and inside and out. And start behind the scenes of the general thing.
Didn't get one word of that. Not one. Not a word.
This is theme.
Theme.
This week's theme.
This week's theme.
Is hit.
Is hits. What?
Hit.
Hits.
Like, no.
Hits. Like radio hits?
Booze.
What?
Booze.
Booze. Okay, booze.
Hits.
It's a drinking thing.
Booze.
Hits
juice?
And booze.
Hits. Hits juice? And booze?
Rest.
What? Rest?
I heard rest no. and juice.
Rest and hits?
Hits. Booze.
And Jews?
Rest.
Jews.
Hits. Booze. Rest.
Rest.
What?
Yes.
Breasts.
Breasts.
Oh,
yeah.
Breasts. Oh, breasts.
Boobs.
Boobs.
Oh, boobs. Okay.
I got it. We can't say that word. We can't say that word.
What?
Fortunately, Bob can, though, because no, the FCC won't be able to tell. Oh, so you're the, so the theme is hoots. You're doing boobs as your theme time radio hour this
yeah,
week.
Yeah, and I don't need Donnie Sellers.
Okay. Fantastic.
And I like Donnie Sellers.
Yeah.
It's Donnie Sellers on with boobs and breasts. And I'm talking okay, to go by the boobs and the radio. Boobs, breasts, then. Nipples.
I don't know what that last part was, but what kind of songs do you have for us this week, Bob?
Yeah, I got this song like this.
Here she comes, she's on the double December.
On the theme, good.
She's an angel and you're looking on hey.
Oh, Bob is into it. Loves the contest.
Here we go, baby, here's the song. Boy, I'm the baby excited. Hey, my heat is high.
Yeah, you gotta hate it when your heinous is high.
Yeah. How this classic, right on Long Sammy.
Sure, Brick House.
Hick.
I don't picture Bob Dylan in the trailer listening to Lionel Richie records, but okay, Bob, if you say so.
Yeah.
Hey, Bob, let me see if you can say the letter B, like brick.
Ick.
Close enough. Ick. All right, what else you got, Bob?
And this song on K-Rock. And then again, the girl Rodney Dingenheimer's favorite band.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what I hear.
Can't see him anyway. You can hear him.
That's right.
Oh, this is my favorite TV show of all time. The theme from Baywatch. I'll be ready.
Bob, under what circumstances do you think anyone wants to hear the theme from Baywatch on the radio?
Yeah, it's a game song.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
Game song, game show. Damn, Hasselhoff.
David Hasselhoff?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Taylor Anderson.
Pam Anderson.
Yeah.
CJ. CJ, right.
Yeah.
That was a character.
Booey.
Okay. We got it, Bob.
Thank you, Bob.
By the way, ahead of the Showbiz Beat with Ralph Garman, congratulations, your gay quarterback looked fantastic last night, Ralph.
Yeah.
He's a gay quarterback?
We were begging for Garcia to get hurt so that AJ Feely could step in. But he stayed healthy and had a great game. Threw for over 300 yards. And
wow, actually, that's amazing.
Actually pulled the team back, and Akers kicked a field goal, and then they held on to win. So
he was McNabb-like last night in the game. And by the way, I know our sports guy because we have comprehensive sports coverage for you every hour in the Kevin Beach. I know he'll be covering this later. But as tenuous as it is in the tough division, at 6-6, I guess you are, I mean, you got a shot at the playoffs. So it's too early to give up, right?
It is a remarkably weak conference this year in the NFC. And 6-6, there's four teams tied for 6-6, and all of them are in the race for the wild card berth. So
wow.
Technically, yeah, they're still in the hunt for the playoffs, which is really just frustrating. Because, you know, just when you want to get out, just when you want to let it go, they don't let you.
I know 2 weeks ago you came in and you were throwing your hands in the air like you just didn't care. And you said, you know what, next year.
Yeah,
this season's gone next year. But now it seems like they're teasing you enough to make you think you got a shot.
Just enough to get my heart broken again 2 weeks from now.
What do they do if the backup quarterback takes them all the way and they win the Super Bowl and then Donovan McNabb wants to come back?
He still comes back. He's still the man.
Even if he wins the Super Bowl with your team?
Look, Garcia had some great plays last night, but he was still throwing at nobody and throwing at people's feet and stuff and everything. He's he's not the big play threat that Donovan McNabb gives to you. And the thing is that the team has sort of risen. This is what happens sometimes when a big franchise player goes out. The rest of the team decides they have to pick up their game, and other guys say they got to start making plays. So the team, the defense especially, sort of rose to the occasion last night. Now, whether they can continue to do that or not remains to be seen, but they are, like I said, tied with the Giants and with Carolina and with Atlanta in a four-way tie for the playoff for the wild card berth. So,
and they're stringing you along.
They are. Just when I figured, all right, I'll just wait till next year. I'll give it up. Now, like, no way, we're not done. Maybe. Ooh, look at me. Ooh, what about this?
It is very, very exciting this next couple of weeks. I can't wait to see how some of those races play out. It's 6:56 on the Kevin and Bean Show. Yeah, we've got your tickets along with backstage passes you can win to the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas 2006, night number two. We'll tell you more coming up next hour. Right now, Ralph's here with the Showbiz Beat.
Oh, Lance Bass and his boyfriend have broken up.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's sad. People magazine reported on its website yesterday that Lance has broken up with Ryken Lehmofokel. Whatever that dude's name is from The Amazing Race, who was his boyfriend. Lance, of course, came out in July and said, we're very much in love. And then someone else with a penis walked by. And well, wait, I didn't know that guy existed.
Happens to everyone.
Great thing about being gay. Just, hey, want to have sex? Yes. Okay, swell. Let's do that then. Oh, and my man. My man's back in court.
Who's your man?
Rip Torn.
Yeah.
What did he do? He got arrested again for drunk driving.
Oh, no.
You may remember 2 years ago, he was popped for being drunk and getting an accident with a cab in New York City, but he was acquitted. They couldn't prove in court that he'd been drinking before he got into the car and had the accident because he refused to take a sobriety test. And that's some of the greatest footage ever. Have you ever seen the videotape of him at the jail when they bring him in? And he's just going off on the cops and fighting with them and everything. A 75-year-old guy is being wrestled to the ground.
Where do I know him from? I know his name.
Rip Torn, he was the producer on the Larry Sanders Show, the guy who ran that show. He was also in Men in Black. He was the head of the guy at the MIB. Very, very funny, very talented actor. He was also in Dodgeball. He played the guy in the wheelchair who was coaching him.
Got it.
Yeah, he's awesome.
I love him.
Great, great actor. And great drinker, apparently. So, yeah, he got popped just outside New York City yesterday. And apparently, he was weaving. And, oh no, I'm sorry, he got another crash.
Oh no.
Yeah. And he again refused the sobriety test. So there's a very good chance he could get acquitted again.
I mean, there's no way to make them or take blood or something? Or is it by the time they get to do that, then your blood alcohol level has dropped?
They always say, if you can, refuse it in the field so that by the time they get you arraigned and in the jail cell and they get a chance to take your blood,
you won't be as drunk.
It also makes the determination less trustworthy when they get into court. They say, well, who knows how long a time had passed and what he had drank and stuff. Last time he was represented by Judge Judy's kids, which I thought was pretty cool.
What?
Judge Judy's sons are both lawyers. They have a law firm together, and apparently they were the ones who represented him. No.
Really?
Yeah.
Judge Judy's kids.
What about, where did I hear this idea that you should swallow a t-shirt, too? Does that actually help?
Eat your underwear.
Eat your underwear.
Yeah. Remember that guy who tried to eat his underwear?
Oh, yeah, so, to sop up the alcohol. Yeah. I like that.
I've heard a lot of stuff. I've heard eat a pack of cigarettes. I know.
Charcoal.
Oh, yeah.
We mean to do that call-in topic again.
Yeah.
It's a good idea.
Is there anything you really want to know about Tori Spelling?
Nope.
That you don't already know?
Nope.
Just the date of her
pregnant,
service.
Not talking to her mom.
Well, she and her publisher are betting that there is. She's signed a deal to write her autobiography. Simon & Schuster will be the company wasting trees on this, and you'll be able to pick it up next year and learn all about Tori's fascinating life, which is, I was born to rich parents, then I was in 90210.
Right.
Then I got a horrible boob job, and now I'm writing a book.
That's the whole thing.
It just sounds like someone who can't get a job.
It's a pamphlet.
That's a paragraph. No,
she's got a reality show coming up, Lisa. Remember where her and her husband opened up Bed and Breakfast?
Yeah.
Good times.
That's what I'm saying.
That's going to come and go quickly.
People are sitting in front of their TVs already waiting for that to come on. David Letterman signed a deal yesterday with CBS to stay on late night television for CBS until 2010.
Fantastic news.
That is great news.
Wow.
One of the reasons they say he signed the deal is because he wanted to burn Jay Leno, who will hand over The Tonight Show to Conan O'Brien in 2009.
So he wanted to stay on the air 1 year longer than Leno. And looks like he's going to get his wish. So that's good stuff.
You know, they used to be really good friends, I understand.
Yes.
Right?
Back in the day when they were both stand-ups, yeah.
It's not really Jay's fault that he was selected for the Tonight Show gig. He really can't hold that against Jay, can he?
But you can you can hold against him the way he handled it and how he, in essence, screwed over Letterman, really.
Yeah, he kind of did.
Yeah. There's a great book on the whole thing called The Late Shift. If you ever get a chance, you should pick it up and read it. They made a very entertaining TV movie out of it.
Leno's
well.
Like hiding in closets and stuff, listening to what's going on in meetings. It's
bizarre. He really kind of went above and beyond behind David Letterman's back in order to finagle the deal. And Letterman was, he was rightfully pissed.
Yeah, that's no good. I guess it's been so long now, I've kind of forgotten some of those details. But now that you bring up the closet, yeah, I do remember that now.
Just taking notes and stuff. It's all very creepy. Tonight on television, speaking of TV, the Victoria's Secret Fashion Show.
That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, that's back on?
Yeah, it's back on.
Wow.
You get to see Gisele Bündchen and Adriana Lima, some of our favorite chicks in underwear. So, and you have to sit through Justin Timberlake, but other than that,
I haven't heard the protests usually that we hear about this show, about how it's unfit for television and we're boycotting the network and take it off and all that.
Yeah, that's the only way I know it's on.
Maybe some people,
me too.
Maybe some people grew up and realized it's just girls in lingerie.
What are the chances of that?
It's not the end of the world. Seriously. And Lindsay Lohan's publicist came out yesterday and confirmed the rampant rumor that Lindsay Lohan is, in fact, in AA meetings. The 20-year-old Lindsay Lohan is in a 12-step program for alcohol. Let's see, 20. What's the legal drinking age? I always forget.
It's 21.
Is it 21?
Here in California.
That's weird. That's weird.
Sure.
That's weird then. At 20, she would have already been drinking long enough to have a problem with alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's just good parenting, I think.
You know what would suck is you're 20. You haven't even begun to go through a lot of drinking years, and you already had to give it up.
Your best drinking times are ahead of you at 20, and she's screwed it up already.
Yeah. Quitter.
Her publicist also said that she hopes the press would allow Lindsay to go to AA in anonymity. Well,
good.
It's too late for that, isn't it?
Yeah. That's the announcement?
The publicist said that? You'd like your client to be anonymously going to AA meetings. Okay.
Why not just call it Alcoholics Lindsay Lohan? I mean, at this point.
Or Alcoholics Firecrotch.
Sure.
Firecrotch is anonymous. It's Tuesday. That means new DVDs and new CDs in stores today. Here's what you can pick up. Pirates of the Caribbean Dead Man's Chest is available today, an extended two-disc set. Miami Vice, the feature film starring Jamie Foxx and the Irishman. What's his name?
Colin Farrell.
That's him. That's available today.
Kevin, did you see that? I know you're the big Miami Vice
fan. I did, yeah.
Was it good? Was it any good?
Well, good is relative. It wasn't very good. No, but there are some good action scenes in it. It looks good.
High School Musical, The Remix.
Oh, God.
In a two-disc special edition available today.
The Remix.
And a brand new extended version of the original Rocky film from 1976.
Oh,
all behind the scenes stuff and footage. Well, it is kind of timely because the new Rocky
That's
Balboa
saying, yeah.
opens up this holiday season, which I'm getting to see this afternoon, bitches.
No
kidding.
That's awesome.
Oh, I can't wait. I want to get the hell out of here so bad. More than I usually do. New CDs also in stores today. You got Eminem Presents, The Re-Up.
That's good, by the way.
You heard that already?
But then I like him, so, you know.
It's a mixtape. It's not all him, right? It's a bunch of his other artists in his...
it is, but he's along most of them with them. It's like the duets type thing.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
Real good.
The OC mix, Songs from the OC, number 6, is available today also. Sierra has a new album out called The Evolution, which is available today. The Dreamgirls soundtrack, you can pick that up. You want to hear Dreamgirls singing? And our pal Gwen Stefani has her latest solo effort dropping today. It is called The Sweet Escape. And rumor is she yodels her hot little ass off.
High on a hill with a lonely goat, lay o lay o lay. You're back with the girl in gold, lay o lay o low.
Yep, that's her yodeling.
She performed that song on the Billboard Music Awards last night.
Oh, did she now?
And she had a sheep on stage with her.
Yeah, a real one?
Yeah.
Yeah. Gwen's gone bye-bye.
Yeah. She's out.
She sounded good. She's an amazing entertainer, though.
I love her, too. And she says she's going back to No Doubt now. But
That's the plan.
I hope she does.
If they'll have her. Jeez, Gwen, we love you, but the whole yodeling thing.
Let us think about it. We'll get back to you.
Take that sheep out of here, too. I didn't see any of the Billboard Awards because they blow.
Yeah.
But I did see some of the red carpet footage. And did you see
how was that?
Catherine McPhee on the red carpet last night?
Yes, I did.
Holy Jiminy.
Well, I saw her on the show. I saw her presenting on the show. She was wearing the same thing as on the red carpet. It was all good.
Jumping Jack Flash.
Yeah,
good stuff. Unreal. God damn it.
What are you saying?
Holy crap.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I would do everything to her.
Yeah.
I would wreck that chick.
Mm-hmm. Today's celebrity birthday is Little Richard, one of the pioneers of rock and roll. Celebrates his 74th birthday today. And the good thing about Richard is, at 74, he is just as coherent.
Oh, yeah.
As charming, as articulate as ever.
Shut up!
Johnny Resnick from the Goo Goo Dolls is 41 years old today. Margaret Cho, who I heard made one guy laugh once someplace.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Not recently?
In her career. No, just the one.
And from that, thought she was a comedian and continued to try to work.
Yeah. She's 38 years old today. And Frankie Muniz from Malcolm in the Middle is 21 years old today. Not in rehab. 21 and not in rehab.
How about that?
Well, he's out of acting now. He's a race car driver.
That's so weird.
That's an interesting change.
Yeah. Yeah, he's one of those young guys who made tons of money, more than we can imagine, and put it all in cars, right? Didn't he buy like 25 cars or something like that?
Invested
then he
a
got
lot.
Into racing.
He had a racing team. He's, I got an email from a listener who said, he's involved in Formula One racing and stuff, and he's doing great. And I guess no more Cody Banks movies for us. That's the bummer.
Well, we don't need Jack, man, if we got Malcolm in the Middle. That's what I've always said.
Don't eat Jack.
Got Malcolm in the Middle.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Lightning Strikes.
Lightning can be deadly. Don't take chances with lightning. Stay safe.
Everybody say hey!
Lightning is violent and unpredictable.
Everybody say ho!
Even today, nobody fully understands the effect lightning has on its victims.
Everybody scream!
When lightning strikes, people listen.
No? Not so much.
Not usually,
no. What I love about Lightning is he has that rare combination of a guy who is 100% opinionated and 100% wrong. That's what's beautiful about our producer.
You know what he has?
We worked with him for 15 years or more.
You know what he has? He has the Armenian comedian disease.
Yes.
Which is, I'm really, 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 really not funny, but I firmly believe, and nobody could ever sway me, that I'm the funniest person alive. But it's just with Lightning, it's with ideas instead of comedy.
Yeah. Lightning is the guy who, within the last 2 months, said to me, nobody downloads music. I mean, he's a guy just in the face of all evidence, believes what he believes, and he believes it.
Now, I didn't see nobody.
Lightning is very, very, very angry at a certain segment of population.
Yes.
And angry enough that he will spend time on the phone yelling at our listeners.
Can I set up how this happened?
Which, sure. By the way, isn't going to change a thing.
Oh, you're kidding?
Like, go ahead.
Lightning's very persuasive.
Go ahead, Lightning.
Most people have no clue what I do behind the scenes here, and it is, a lot of my job is to set up guests.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And so when I set them up and they have a crappy connection on their phone, or they get dropped and you guys are on the air, makes you look like asses. Kevin and me get upset at me.
We don't need any help with that.
Kevin and me get upset at me, and why didn't you get them on a landline? Why did we have to do this interview on a cell phone? The person should not be on the way to work. Wait till he gets their schedule.
Right, right.
Get them. And so I have this issue with landlines and people not owning them anymore.
Lightning is obsessed with anger toward people who only have a cell phone. That's his.
Which, now, by the way, is most 20-something.
Understood. Now, this started as in business, because my job is to get people on the show and not have calls dropped.
Right.
Which makes for bad radio.
Right.
Kind of like
this.
But what
about all of the other listeners who call that don't have a landline, and you rebuke them like they're Satan himself?
So I started to get upset at lining up listeners, like Miss Double D contestants, for example. I remember last year trying to line a couple of them up, and I said, oh, you know what, just call me at my house on my cell phone. And I said, do you have a landline? No, this is my only line. This is what I use.
That's what a lot of people do.
And they all say, oh, it's a great reception. And as they're saying, it's great reception, I'm like, okay, maybe you can hear me well, but I can't hear you. Do you have a landline? Well, no, but let you, this one.
Let me stop you right there.
As an aside, in Lightning's defense and in all of our defenses that use cell phones, it is unbelievable to me, with as long as the cell phone technology has existed, that here in 2006 we still have such crappy cell phone service. I mean,
you listen to the
tapes of Neil freaking Armstrong walking on the freaking moon in freaking 1969, and it sounds better than most of the cell phone conversations we have in the course of a day of talking to somebody who's a mile away. I don't know why cell phones aren't better, but the reality is that for money,
sake, people don't need to buy a landline, and a cell phone is way more convenient for a lot of people, and they want you to be able to call them wherever they are, and if they're not at home, they can still get the message. It makes sense why people do it, like.
Absolutely. Of course I understand that. And the days are, you know, 10 years from now, you'll have a cell phone repeater in your house. The price is going to come way down. People don't even know this technology exists.
Right.
You'll have one in your house, and you'll get fantastic reception. But right now, for the next at least 10 years before the price comes down, you got to get a landline, and not just for because you're going to be on the Kevin and Bean show and you don't want to get yelled at by lightning, but you need to get a landline because
that's a good enough reason.
But you yell at everybody that's not going to be on the Kevin and Bean show.
Lightning yells at them.
Hold on. Listen, I heard lightning in the office. I heard him in the office say, I hope your house burns down.
I hope your family member is drowning and you jump in to save them and your battery fries. You get out to go call for seat to 911 and your battery's dead.
Okay,
what do you do?
Why do you hope for that?
Because I want to teach them a lesson.
People can't afford, I mean, they're barely making ends meet.
Hold on a second. If you're barely making ends meet, then the Verizon has plans. All right, you can get fairly inexpensive plans. Now, I'm not going
to
say
double up. They don't
DSL,
need to.
Going in, it's safety. Listen, you're in an earthquake. Your cell phone, you know, you're relying on the power supply of the cell phone site, and hopefully that generator doesn't go on.
Light.
Listen, landlines, the electricity in a landline is supplied through the phone line itself.
Right.
It was Pac Bell back in the day. Now
so
Verizon.
When the phone line goes down, then what?
The phone line usually is one of the very last things to go down, believe it or not.
The last big earthquake at my work, mm-hmm. we had two phones that worked. That's it.
Yeah, I know.
Out of like 30.
But here's the thing, lady. You're using the earthquake, the ultimate catastrophe example.
Yeah. Right.
Doesn't happen to most people ever.
Really?
Yeah,
once in 100 years you have an earthquake.
Or they're drowning and they need 911. That's the kind of thing that's so extreme that nobody will experience for the most part. And yet you yell at them and you hope their house burns down.
Listen, I don't really want their house to burn down
but
I'm trying to be.
I'm trying to motivate. Your new house burns to the ground.
I said that to Kat. Yes, I did. So,
but
what I'm saying was she only has a cell phone.
Right, but lady, if her house is on fire,
yes,
and the phone is in the house, the landline, don't you want a cell phone that you can be on and not burn up?
No.
Guys, what if it's just the roof is on fire? What do we do then? Just let the mother effer burn?
Listen, her house is on fire and her battery, her poor little single battery that she's got in her old school Nokia phone, it peters out.
My battery never peters out.
How often does that happen?
I know. I have owned almost every freaking cell phone on the market. I'm a junkie for cell phones.
How often has your house burned down when you didn't have a landline?
My cell phone battery dies all the time because I'm on it. Like most kids are going to be on it more. They're on it all day, and their cell phone battery dies. Now, what happens when they're a grown-up and they have children? Something happens to the kid.
Right.
And they can't call 911 because the battery's dead.
Does that happen?
Go to the K Rock audience and let's find out. Has it ever happened when you've gone to call 911 and we rely on them?
Yes, but do you need to scream at every person who only has a cell phone because of that?
I need to scream at the people who I can't get on the show because I'm worried about their call getting dropped.
Right, but that's not what we're talking about.
Well, listen, it bleeds over to my private
life.
We're
talking about random K Rock callers who you scream at because you're angry.
Do you have a landline?
I do.
You do, then you're not on my list.
But I check it.
You have a landline.
Yes.
You do. See? Then you're not
but
on my list.
I bet when
Psycho.
People
he
are
has
old
one
enough,
too.
Okay, stop smart
people.
Yes, Lisa.
When people get married and have kids and have those kinds of responsibilities, they get landlines. That's what I'm guessing.
I'm guessing so too.
When you're 20-something and you're just, you know, you have an apartment and limited funds, that's when you just have
a I wouldn't have a landline either if I were single right now.
Yeah.
If I didn't have kids.
Then you're retarded. Then I take it back. You're on my list.
I'm saying I wouldn't because why double up?
By the way, two things real quick, and then we're almost out of time here. But it's not just phones. I mean, we're heading in a wireless direction. Do you also berate people who just use wireless internet? They don't plug into the wall? Does that offend you, too?
Because that's the direct technology.
That's what is happening to technology.
I understand that. I'm a tech junkie. I get it. But what I'm saying is it's for safety, and a responsible person has a way to be connected. People have forgotten about
Lady, here's the difference that you don't understand, mm-hmm. because you have the job that you have.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to be available.
Right.
That's my goal.
I need you to be available.
I want to disconnect.
I need you to be available.
I know, but I don't want to be available to you. Because you yell at me.
But other people, other people need to be found.
Last question for you. Why don't you spread some of this hate to people who have cordless phones that in the event of an emergency and the electricity goes out, they won't be able to use a cordless phone either. It's not enough to have a landline, according to Lightning. You can't have a cordless phone either. Anything that's convenient, Lightning hates.
$6 at the swap meet buys you a phone that plugs into the freaking wall. What's the big deal? $6 buy a say wired phone into your wall, I mean an actual wire, not all battery.
That's something from a museum, something we haven't seen in 50 years. That's what you want people to go and buy.
I was just in the Circuit City. Right, you can still find them.
It's got to be rotary, right? Lightning.
Why do I want that?
You're gonna have a stroke. You've got to let it go.
You gotta calm down.
You're
dude.
Fighting against the tide of everybody that's in their 20s. They don't want to double up.
Is that the only thing that means landline to you?
You're gonna have to get over
a phone with a cord.
Yes,
I want. I go. I do go one step further.
Those in 10 years.
I have one in my house that I know I will always have.
Aren't you more responsible than all the rest of us?
Well, yes, I am. How can Lightning be more responsible than the rest of us?
Why do people keep driving cars? There was nothing wrong with the horse and buggy.
You're going to have to let it go.
Miss Double D is getting, you know, her right, cell phone's going
to
drop.
Listen, let's take some calls because people are calling and they want to respond to you.
I bet they do.
Lightning, now that you're striking.
Yeah.
So if you don't mind, let's take a quick break. 1-800-520-1067. And we'll take some calls and maybe we can talk you down from the ledge you're just about to jump from. All right?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Dear Kevin and Bean, this email begins. Look, I have two cell phones. I call people all over the place. And I've got an effing car charger in my car, you moron. Lightning, my battery will not die. If I'm at home or near my car, you're so effing stupid. F him. How does such an F call up and call out other people? F Lightning.
He does. He's on the phone with people yelling at them. You have to have a landline. And now we realize this morning that you can't even use a cordless. I haven't had a
phone with a cord in
a wired
10 years.
Phone. In 15 years.
To Kenny, I hope that a family member is having a stroke and someone is borrowing your car and your cell phones are in it. You bitch. Now, listen.
We don't have much time here.
We all hope that happens too, Light.
Real quick. When you dial 911 from your cell phone, where do you think it goes?
It's not the quickest way. No, you're right.
California Highway Patrol. Suck. That's correct.
Right.
And it has to be rerouted to the 911. When you call from your house, where does it go? Oh, straight to 911. Where it's supposed to.
Okay, let's take a couple of quick calls. 1-800-520-106, and we'll start with Lisa in Huntington Beach. Lightning says you're a moron if you don't have a landline, a phone that plugs into the wall. He's sick and tired of people who have cell phones only. Lisa, what says you?
Well, I lived in D.C. during 9/11, and the landlines were the last things to come up. We could use our cell phones within an hour, but the landlines took till almost the next day.
Boom, how do you like that, Lightning?
Mm.
If she had a landline, she would have been out of luck. SOL.
Well, Lightning's
there,
not saying don't have cell phones, remember. He's not saying that.
I'm saying don't have cell phones only.
Right, that's what she said.
Well, I only had a cell phone, and so did everyone at my company, and that's how we communicated on whether we were going to open the business or not the next day.
Right, but I think what Lightning is saying, if I can speak for him, is that would have, even if you had a landline at home and it hadn't worked, you still would have had a cell phone. It doesn't sound like you're contributing anything to this discussion.
Beans.
He's talking about cell phones. He's talking about cell phones only is what he's talking about.
All right, let's go to Nicole, who is calling from Irvine. Good morning, Nicole.
Good morning.
Hi. How Lightning strikes is what we're talking about. He cannot abide anybody who only has a cell phone.
Well, let me tell you, I never call in. I always want to, but I don't. But my husband is the exact same way. We have to have a phone with a cord, even if it's not plugged in, to plug in case of an emergency.
Okay, now wait a minute. That's different than...
We don't have only cell phones. We have a cordless.
I understand that. But, Nicole, does your husband yell at everybody else that he comes in contact with? If you want a landline, get a landline. I'm fine with that.
He doesn't yell at me, but I'll come home from doing something, and he'll have it plugged in just because... In case of, or feel safer.
All right, you need to divorce him.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call.
You know what?
I appreciate you calling,
Nicole. Listen, I had an episode at my house, and maybe that had to do, shaped a little way I feel, but my kid passed out and turned blue, and we had to give him CPR. He was a year and a half years old. And I haven't talked about it on the air before, but, had I had a cell phone and it would have died and I not had a landline, I would never, ever, ever, ever have forgiven myself. And so...
Then get one.
Let's talk to Marlene. Marlene will have to be our last call in Whittier. She's on line 8 because this is really the crux for many people, including our own Omar here at K-Rock, who just got rid of his landline phone. Hi, Marlene. You're on. It's Lightning Strikes on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock. Go ahead.
Hi, Lightning.
Hello.
Hi, Bean. Hi, Lisa Mae.
Hello.
I understand both sides. However, I'm a 21-year-old full-time college student. I have my own place, and the last thing I need is two damn phone bills on my back.
That's what I'm talking about.
However, I understand, Lightning, if you have a family, I think it is important to have a phone line. But when you're, independent, 21 years old, I think the last thing you need is, to have somebody call you on your cell phone and say, hey, call me back.
But see, that's what we're saying to Lightning is there are a lot of people who either choose it or can't afford to have both. And how do you yell at everybody that doesn't have a landline?
Listen, I do understand that.
It doesn't make any sense.
I was just looking online and there are 911 only plans. You can't get that. I mean, the government does kind of look out for you in some ways.
And that would make you happy if somebody didn't have a landline? Only had a landline, they could call 911, but not you? You would scream at them and you would wish their house to burn down.
I would wish that they would afford an extra 30 or 40 bucks, whatever it is, per month. If they can't, I understand, at least they have the safety, of knowing that they've got that backup. It's kind of the same thing.
He's just looking out for people when he hopes their kid drowns and they don't have a landline. Yeah. And he hopes their house burns to the ground and they don't have a landline.
But it comes from a good place.
More importantly, first of all, Scott Mason checks in that calls to 911 now do go to your local emergency provider. As of about a month ago, they use GPS technology and they go to your local emergency provider, which is good news.
In your face,
bitch. Only in some cities. Only in some cities.
And secondly, our poor caller, she's a 21-year-old college student. I'll pay for a webcam to her apartment. She doesn't need a landline, but she certainly needs a webcam.
Excellent. That's good.
I'm looking forward to seeing him, too, especially after this new CD. All right, let's take care of some business here.
Here she comes. She's our Miss Double December.
Nice melons.
She's an angel, and just look at those cans.
That's right. They're breasts.
She's got big guns, baby. She's got the hoots. Boy, how she gets me excited. Hey, look, my penis is hard.
So you go to krock.com, go to the Kevin and Bean section, see pictures of all 10 ladies. Two pictures of each lady up there with some details, bio, info, interview, and then you help us decide who will represent the Kevin and Bean show for the calendar year of 2007. Who's our brand new Miss Double December? We talked to two contestants yesterday. I think we talked to Christina yesterday and Keechi yesterday, if I'm correct.
All right, Christina. This is Christine.
Now we have Christine on the line. Yes. Good morning, Christine. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean show.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Very good. Thank you.
You know, you probably have never been told this before, but you are so unbelievably hot. I can't stand it.
Aw, thank you.
No, she never has.
way too hot to live in Palmdale. Tell me that's a misprint. There's no way you live in Palmdale.
Oh, yeah, I do. Unfortunately.
It was so you could buy a house?
No.
Oh, that's why most people live there, I would guess.
Right.
Were you born and raised there?
Yeah.
Oh, you poor thing.
You can move.
You're from Palmdale.
Yeah.
You're old enough to move, right?
Oh, yeah.
All right, well, we got some basic questions, Christine. And again, folks can check you out on the on krock.com while we speak with you. First question, of course, is why did you apply to be our Miss Double December 2007?
I want to make out with Lisa Mae.
Okay, then. All right. That's a good answer.
You're hired. See you Saturday.
No, we have to wait. We have to interview everybody this week, Bean. We did put a bunch of questions on there, just kind of generic questions, like what celebrity would you like to be stranded on an island with? And you put Christina Aguilera.
Oh, yes.
That's a strange choice.
I love her. She's so pretty.
I think you're the, I could be wrong, I don't have it all in front of me, but I think you're the only one who, when asked that question, answered with a woman's name. So we were very, very turned on by that.
That's a positive. Where's the most unusual place you've ever made whoopee? You put park and ride.
Yes, the park and ride.
So you're waiting for, what, a bus or something? What, a shuttle?
No, after a long, hard day at work, so.
Yes.
Is this like a carpool lot you're talking about or
carpool.
Something?
Oh, I see. All right.
Okay, so you parked and then you rode.
Yes. Really.
Okay, you also put if you could have one superpower, what would it be and why? And your answer is to read the minds of people, because I want to know what goes on in some people's heads. Like, why do they say the things they say?
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to suggest that as an attractive girl, you don't want to know what people are thinking.
No.
No?
It could be a good thing.
I'd like to suggest that might go poorly for you on an everyday basis. It might not be good.
Yeah.
I'm just warning you.
Christine, what was the occasion for this bigger photo that we have up at krock.com? How did this picture come to be taken, and how long ago was it snapped?
It was actually Saturday. We took them Saturday.
Oh, for this contest, you mean?
Yeah, just for you guys.
No kidding.
Uh-huh.
How about that? Okay,
well,
fantastic.
You're just standing there in your bra and panties in this picture, Christine.
Yep.
I mean, that's all you're wearing here.
Yeah.
I think that's the point, Bean. You sound surprised.
Are you a true double D, or are you exaggerating a little bit there?
I'm actually a D.
D. Ooh.
But she can make him look like a double D, and I'm fine with that.
I'll say. How are they? Are they natural, Christine?
No.
That's okay. Fake. How long you had him?
About 2 years.
He did a magnificent job, whoever your doctor was.
Whoever he is, yes, nice job. Happy birthday, 2 years late.
Huh.
All right, so is there anything else we need to know about you? Do you have any special talents? Are you, what's your favorite color? I don't know, what do we need to know about you?
My favorite color is black, actually.
Black?
Hmm. Yes,
black and silver?
Huh?
Black and silver?
Black and pink.
Okay.
Oh.
Maybe she was a Raider fan, but I was just going to have to ask her that.
Well, that would automatically, she'd be disqualified. All right, Christine, anything else you want to tell us or anything you want to tell the audience as we urge them to go to krock.com and cast their vote for whoever they'd like to see represent the show? Any final words before we say goodbye for now?
Yeah, vote for me. I'm the third girl.
Okay. Right.
Good enough.
With the E.
Thank you, Christine.
Thank you.
All right, bye now.
All right, bye-bye.
You can get what?
A Porsche.
For $5,000?
$5,000?
What they say.
Total.
I don't know if you can drive it.
My card, my life.
Well, that seems...
My life, my card.
That too. Unlikely.
Both of those things.
$758.
But it's got to be in that order, or else Lisa will bite you.
It's a website.
Time for the showbiz beat. Here's Ralph.
Well, Britney Spears and her new boyfriend, Brandon Davis.
Oh.
That...
it's bad.
Were spotted disappearing into a toilet together at the Hollywood Roosevelt Hotel on Thursday night.
Brandon Davis is such a...
Hey.
Yep.
Sweaty pig.
He just is horrible. I've been to like 4 charity events where he got up and spoke because it was his mom's charity event. You just hate him instantly. He's just greasy. He's just bad on every level. Why would anyone go out with him?
He's like George W. Bush there for a minute.
Seriously.
Bad. He's just bad. I hope he impregnates her, though. That's what I hope.
Me too.
That'd be the best. She has another kid. This one from Brandon Davis.
I'm with Bean. That'd be the greatest thing ever.
Come on. She has the worst taste in men ever.
But I'm guessing when they ducked into the hotel toilet at the Hollywood Roosevelt to F in a stall, that they used protection. That's
sure.
What I'm guessing.
Of course they did.
She's very careful that way. Of course, this is high school. Brittany and Brandon dating because Brittany's best friends now with Paris, and Paris is friends with Brandon. Oh, wait a minute. They're not friends anymore.
Who's not now?
Paris and Brandon are no longer on speaking terms.
But Paris and Brandon were the ones that were calling Lindsay firecrotch, right?
Oh, yes, Kevin. But once they destroyed her, they started to turn on each other like wild animals, feeding on each other. And Brandon has said recently about Paris... She's a racist. Who regularly drops the N-bomb.
Oh, my God.
Plus, he said, she's an idiot. I don't want anything to do with her. I don't need anything from her, Brandon Davis said. She's no longer my friend. She is just not a nice person.
Awesome.
Apparently, Brandon is the official judge of character of that crew, because you have to remember, he did say about Lindsay Lohan, she was a fire crotch, and she smelled of diarrhea.
She did say that, yeah. It's a classy little group, isn't it?
They are the Uber kids right there.
I was going to say, he's got a lot of balls calling her a racist. If you listen to his rant on the fire crotch, he also calls Wilmer Valderrama a spick and tells him that he's in a mariachi band. So.
Yes.
Yeah.
What kind of band was that second one?
Mariachi.
All of a sudden, yeah.
Mariachi.
Like those freaking newscasters over there on Channel 3. I'm Phil Alvarez.
Right.
Tonight in the small community of San Pedro.
We're going to have an accent. Go ahead and have it all the time.
Yeah,
or never.
Just don't pick one word. Mariachi.
Mariachi.
I guess I was so uncool in high school, I didn't know the goings-on of the popular clique.
Right.
Now I feel like I'm living through that by hearing about Paris and Brandon and Lindsay and all those others.
Yeah. This is how they roll.
Yep.
See what you missed, Bean?
I guess.
Being a big old geek in high school? You're tired.
Hey, I was in the AV club. Come on.
I'm sorry.
It was in the AV club.
Jessica Simpson broke down in tears on Sunday night. She was in Washington, D.C., performing at the 29th Annual Kennedy Center Honors. This is the award ceremony where the administration, presidential administration, gives out arts awards to some of our finest artists here in the United States. And Dolly Parton was one of the honorees that evening. So Simpson got up to sing 9 to 5, which is a song from a movie that Dolly did years ago, and she forgot the words.
Awesome.
The song ended abruptly. She murmured into the microphone, so nervous, and then quickly left the stage. to stunned silence from the star-studded audience, which included President Bush.
Oh, my God.
You never see an artist...
somebody dumber than me.
You never see an artist bail. Usually they can fake their way through it somehow, but they never run away.
She just bolted.
That's awesome. You know,
I mean, she's done tons of performances.
Hundreds of performances. The last artist that I remember actually just giving up on stage and walking off is Jessica's sister, Ashley, on Saturday Night Live. She just bailed.
You're right,
Kevin.
She did a funny little jig before she ran off. Yeah.
Usually a professional has some way to cover up the mistake and the show must go on, but not in this family.
Wow, that's awesome.
And at a recent Hollywood screening of his latest movie, The Good German, our boy...
The Pope? What? Who's in The Good German?
He laughed about Psycho Mike.
Just happy.
Our boy George Clooney was talking about the loss of his pet pig, Max.
Aww.
Yeah. When asked if he'll be replacing his pig, he said no. Max fulfilled all of his pig needs. He's not going to get another pig.
Okay.
Yeah. And apparently on the red carpet, someone overheard George saying regarding a ceremony that there would be a cremation for Max. Cool. Pig roast.
Oh. Woo!
No. Woo! Cut me off a big old slice.
That's not how it works.
Cut me off a big old slice of Max.
I don't think they're cutting off slices.
Give me a pulled Max sandwich. No. Give me a Max chop. Prime you up some Max bacon.
I don't know how good Max would be at age 16 or whatever he was anyway, by the way. He may be a little bit too aged to enjoy, Ralph.
Oh, no, he was all fattened up. They used to feed him 25 pounds of chocolate-covered pretzels for a snack.
Is that right?
Yeah, that's what...
how do you know that?
Because Clooney said so.
All right.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Little Richard, one of the architects of rock and roll, 74 years old today.
By the way, if you ever see him on TV, and it's happened again last night on the Billboard Music Awards, his only thing that he likes to talk about is how he doesn't get enough honor and respect.
Right? I've been a rock and roll.
Yeah, where's the tribute to me? Why am I not getting this citation? Woo! How come Tony Bennett gets an award and I don't? I mean, he just does nothing but bitch every time he's on television anymore.
Yeah, he's never forgiven Chuck Berry for being labeled the father of rock and roll.
And, you know, I think he has a point, but some point you're going to have to stop complaining about it.
Johnny Resnick from Goo Goo Dolls is 41 years old today. Margaret Cho. Boy, is she not funny. 38 years old.
She is horrible as a comedian, as a woman, as an Asian, as a human.
As an actress, across the board.
She's horrible in every category in which she exists.
On every level.
Wow.
Something Bean and I can agree on, finally.
I don't have an opinion on her one way or another. I don't think I've seen enough of her to know anything about her.
Consider yourself lucky.
Okay.
I'd like to add, and this is where you and I will differ, I think, Ralph. I think Sandra Oh is about 1,000 times more attractive than Margaret Cho.
Ten more times.
Okay.
I won't give you a thousand.
Oh, you'll admit that Sandra Oh is even more attractive, and I know how you feel about Sandra Oh.
She is 10 more times more attractive, yes.
Wow.
I thought Hitler was 10 times better person than Idi Amin. You know see what I'm talking about? This is the level we're dealing
they're
with.
They're all still way in the negative.
That's what I'm saying.
I got
okay.
you.
Pol
got
Pot, you know, they're all in the group down there. That's what I'm saying. So really, it's not, no. You know,
no big difference.
Hitler could, you know, wallpaper a room. He was talented.
Do you know that?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Very good.
Right.
Great Pictionary player, too.
Right.
For and Frankie Muniz, Malcolm in the Middle, is 21 years old today. You're not in the middle anymore, Malcolm. Now you're on the top. Happy birthday.
He's no longer racing. He's race car driving. I mean, he's no longer acting. He's race car driving?
Exactly. He's given up acting for a career in race car driving. And apparently he's pretty good, too.
Didn't it start with the Long Beach Grand Prix?
I think it started before that, but he most recently was in the amateur... he was a pro in the Grand Prix this year, actually.
That's right.
That's right.
Yeah.
The guy showed what he's made of, and it's mostly heart.
That's right. Frankie's got a heart big as the old big heart thing.
Yeah. Well said.
Thanks. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Psycho Mike says he has not yet even received an invitation for this year's K-Rock Christmas party, by the way.
I haven't either.
Well, how did Ralph know about it? Ralph is the one who was telling us about it.
They want Ralph to come?
A memo on it, right?
They want him to be there.
Exactly.
They don't want us to be there. The K-Rock Christmas parties have not always been great.
Yeah, I'm not exactly weeping that I haven't gotten an invitation, frankly.
It's almost like dodging a bullet, right?
Right.
Yes.
You know what I think it is, and we've talked about this in the past, and we're going to be taking your phone calls if you have bad, bad Christmas party experiences too, but the problem is that the time of year that the Christmas party, the company Christmas party would come up, which is about now,
is exactly the time of year where everybody, including the promotions department that puts on parties, is spending all of their energies on making acoustic Christmas
tree. That's true, yeah.
That's what they're working on, is they don't have time to think, oh, what can I do for the employees of K-Rock, because we've got to put on a much bigger, much more important bash for the listeners.
So what happens is they don't get in on the planning, and they're professional planners.
That's right. They're the ones, let's face it, you know Amy, best boobs in radio, and the one who can make any party great. You know she doesn't have time to worry about the K-Rock Christmas party right now because of everything else you got going on. So what ends up happening is what we understand from Ralph, the only one we know who's been invited to this year's party, is that it's a weekday afternoon at like 4, and they give you a drink ticket, and you can't bring a spouse. And it's like 4 to 6 in, you know, somewhere in the valley.
It's like 3:30 to 5:30, and then we have to be back at work from 5:30 to 6.
Right.
Right, exactly.
That's the way it goes.
So that's the kind of K-Rock Christmas party that we look forward to and consider that we're lucky if we don't get invited to.
Remember the year we went on a cruise and we asked for listeners who had boats to come mirror our ship so if it got really bad, we could jump in the water and they could get us out and take us back to the shore?
Didn't you actually pay the captain money to turn it around early?
No, we didn't pay him money. I said, how long are we going to be out to sea? And he said, until anybody from K-Rock tells me to go back. And it was like 2 hours early. And I said, anybody? And he said, yeah. And I said, I work at K-Rock. Go back. And he said, okay. And he turned around and took the ship back.
Thank God.
Remember the year that Kurt Mann knocked his teeth out ice skating? Remember that?
Yes.
I don't think I heard about that.
Yeah, you weren't there. It was a bowling party, I think at Universal. And they went over to the ice skating rink and he tripped somehow. And literally his two front teeth were out of his mouth on the ice with blood.
Fantastic.
Nothing says a Christmas party more than two teeth getting knocked out. And then there was a year that they had really bad food, and Bean's wife and I actually called a pizza delivery place, and the guy came into the room where we, and that was also the year that they had that really bad
like
impersonator.
A comedian, yeah.
It's like a Joan Rivers impersonator or somebody, and they gave that person all kinds of personal information, and people literally went running from that party crying.
Let me tell you about the food, by the way.
Yes.
You mentioned it, but you didn't say that we had crawdad soup with the crawdads actually climbing out of the soup. That's what they served us.
It was like a coffee cup, and the crawdad was looking at you.
It was still alive. Disgusting.
And we were like, okay, I'm out on this one. Let's get some pizza.
That was at the airport.
You know, it's funny.
Every other year, by the way, has been at the airport.
Yeah.
We are going to take your calls for bad Christmas parties at 1-800-520-1067. It's funny when you talk about the year that we had the impersonators, and they were supposed to be there to do comedy, but you're right. They knew personal information, so they would say things like, you're cheating on your wife, and things like that. And
it was like, true, right? It's true. And then people would go running from the room.
This guy over here, he's a drunk, you know? And everybody's like, oh, man, don't pile on the poor guy at Christmas. Well, it's kind of like how uncomfortable you get when you watch the television show The Office.
Yes.
You're gritting your teeth because it's so hard to watch. That's what it was like in real life for us that year. People were so miserable. It was the worst Christmas party. I think that was the last one I went to, by the way, and that had to be over 10 years ago.
That was a long time.
Yeah.
So we're going to take your calls, 1-800-520-1067. What have you had to do in the past? What are you supposed to do this year? And what are the tips that employers could do well to pay attention to?
Oh, good. Yeah.
There are definitely some hallmarks, some things that you can check off if you know your party is bad. If it's at work, for instance,
yes, bad.
It's a bad party. If it's if it's at the office, it's a bad party, right?
Yeah.
If you got to pay for drinks,
bad.
It's bad. If attendance is mandatory,
really bad.
Bad.
Yeah.
Really bad.
Yeah.
Those are just some of them, and I'm sure there's plenty more that people will come
up with. Spouses and or dates. Not invited?
Yes. I love it when they invite you to a party in the evening with lots of alcohol and tell you you can't bring someone.
Right.
What are they encouraging exactly?
That's just to get you drunk, Lisa. On purpose.
Everybody else can bring somebody, just not you.
Just not me.
All right, we'll take your calls. 1-800-520-1067 and bad office Christmas parties, and we'll talk to you next.
Dear Kevin and Bean, how about this? You're talking about bad Christmas parties. I had to go to a Christmas party given by a Jehovah's Witness at work. The boss, apparently a Jehovah's Witness. No drinks. No plus one. We had to leave work, go to the party, then come back. No Christmas music. In fact, no music at all. The food was the same food that we serve at our concession stands at work. We had to give $5 when we entered, too. It was an awful party.
What says Christmas less than that? That's like all of the problems put together.
Yeah, that has everything going for it. But that's what we're taking your calls on right now at 1-800-520-1067. Tis the season, apparently, for crappy Christmas parties. We'll start with Michelle. She's in Lake Forest. Michelle, thanks for listening to Kevin and Bean Show. Tell us about your party.
Where I work at right now, we're having a Christmas party this year, and it's a breakfast.
A breakfast?
Yeah, we had a breakfast last year, too.
Okay.
So we have to go. It's mandatory. And we don't have any drinks or anything like that. Of course, it's kind of early in the morning.
Right.
But we go back to work that day.
You go back to work?
Yeah.
Okay.
Last year we had, you know, people did skits and stuff. And they
yeah, when you say it's a mandatory party, what do they do to you if you don't show up?
Well, you don't get paid if you don't go.
You don't get paid?
You mean they dock the time that you will spend at the party as work hours?
Right.
You lose 2 hours salary if you don't go to the party?
Exactly. Like, it's like a mandatory thing. You know, at the place I worked at before, it's like the same situation. I had a Christmas party at Dave & Buster's, and you have one drink ticket. And
wow.
All the rest of the drinks you have to pay for yourself. And it was kind of like a really awkward time. Everyone's all quiet and...
Yeah, and then
and you don't get paid if you don't go.
That's great. Awful.
Yeah, that's fantastic. All right, thank you for the call.
I appreciate Michelle calling while she was jogging too. I enjoyed.
She was out of breath somehow. Yeah,
a little bit. Yeah.
All right, let's go to.
She doesn't have to be fat.
No, that's what she wasn't jogging. She's just fat.
Shut up.
I can tell.
Stephanie in Upland. Good morning.
Good morning.
We're talking about bad Christmas parties from the office. Tell us what you had.
Well, my husband works for Home Depot, and they have their Christmas party in the lumber aisle.
Okay.
That may be the best thing I've ever heard.
They don't have it in the lumber aisle.
And last year, the theme was Hawaiian, so we had to come dressed in a Hawaiian shirt, and they gave us lays.
Because nothing says Hawaii like the lumber aisle.
Now, is there
they make you dress up too?
Wow!
When you work at Home Depot, do they give you anything? Is there any kind of a gift or anything?
Well, they used to give us $25 gift cards, but now they only give us a 20% off coupon
for 20% one item off. In the store.
So basically, for you to get any kind of a gift, you have to spend money on an item at Home Depot, and then it doesn't cost you quite as much.
Exactly.
Awesome.
That's awesome. That's the best. I'm glad you called, Steph. I love Home Depot, by the way. It's one of my favorite places to go. I mean, it's awesome. But I'm glad I don't work there now.
King of Mexico says he's gotten several calls from people who work at Home Depot. Apparently, they have legendarily bad Christmas parties.
God,
that's all right,
awesome.
Let's go to Jenny, who's calling from Redondo Beach. Good morning, Jenny.
Hi, Kevin. Hi, Bean. Hi, Lisa May.
Hi, Jenny.
Bad office Christmas parties. What have you had?
Well, last year, my company, we decided to go bowling for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
So we were thinking, okay, that's cool, bowling in the bar, or there's, you know, beers,
sure.
Pizza, whatever.
Yeah, of course.
No, we're not allowed to drink.
You're not allowed to?
No, well, I mean, the bar's there. Obviously, if we want the beer, we have to pay for it ourselves.
Right.
But mm-hmm. If you decided to buy a beer and walk around the bowling alley with it in your hand, you got very bad looks from our VP.
Really?
Did you have to go back to work after the party?
No. Well, we thought we might have to, and that was why. But when it was over, they were like, oh, okay, go home. Thanks for coming.
Where do you work, a church? What the hell?
No, not quite.
Wow, that's odd. All right, thank you for the call.
So bogus. I would drink twice as much just because of that.
Would you? I'd have one in both hands.
All my hands, balancing one on my head.
I have a bottle of vodka in both hands.
Let's talk to Dan in Canoga Park because he works for the greatest place on earth, the United States Postal Service, and they have got to throw. I mean, let's face it, post office people. They rock.
They party down.
Bean does not speak for us. Yes, please. Tell us about the post office Christmas party.
Oh yeah, we get an extra extended break, 10 minutes, and it's our break room.
An extended 10-minute break?
Oh, yeah. Beautiful.
Are you kidding?
Do you have to bring your own food?
No, actually, they provide that. That's a good part.
Okay.
For 10
are there
minutes.
any kind of decorations or entertainment or anything like that?
Oh, yeah. We need strippers and, you know, everything. Whole work.
So no.
We only have 10 minutes. How much can you jam
you get
in?
10 minutes, and it's on your break, by the way. Yeah, there's not a lot of
break
time.
Room.
Speaking of jamming in, Lisa May.
Wow! Lisa doing her own Gene Simmons.
Well, Gene's asleep at the wheel. She has to.
I would just like to say, in the U.S. Post Office's defense, that working for the Post Office is like a holiday party every day.
You
all
don't
day.
Know. You've never worked there.
And by the way, have you seen the postman lately? They are so bogged down with packages and advertisements. They're miserable.
It's an ugly time
packages,
here for
Lisa.
Wait a second.
Doug,
everybody's got to do Gene if Gene won't do it.
Doug in Santa Monica. Good morning.
Good morning. How's it going, guys?
Hey, Doug.
I used to work at a cable company, and last year what they did is there was a kitchen break room and a partition for a training room. Well, they opened it up. And that's where our Christmas party was, and all the giveaways was company logoed mugs.
Oh, no.
So lame.
Like, who wants that?
Well, the company no longer exists, so figure it out.
Yeah, wow.
Company.
They didn't go break playing for
the party. Oh, it's a cable company? Is it the one that just got bought by Time Warner?
Possibly. No, saying anything.
I see. All right, Doug, thank you. Well, Doug's afraid to say because he doesn't work there and they don't exist anymore.
I know.
Where's the, so paranoid. Where's the privacy there?
We do have a giveaway at the K-Rock party this week, by the way. They are raffling off, apparently, the rest of the Tammy Heidi K-Rock t-shirt. So at least you're not paying. Guys, what's going on with streaming at K-Rock.com? What's the deal with
only we do it perfectly and no one ever has any trouble? Is that what you're talking about?
Mark writes us from Portland, Oregon. Hey, Kevin, I mean, do you realize that the Roadrunner theme music has been running on the internet for 2.5 hours now, ever since you had Lightning on the show? It's starting to worth in. You guys are awesome in spite of it all. Why would we be playing the Roadrunner theme music?
Because Roadrunner has a landline.
That must be what it is.
And how does it not start to wear earlier than 2.5 hours of listening to it?
The better question.
I don't understand what goes on with the streaming. I don't get that at all. But anyway, thank you for the email on that. We'll look into it and see if we can fix it for you. It's 8:56 on the Kevin Amin Show. Ralph is here with the final showbiz beat of the day. What's everybody talking about, Ralph?
There's no true love in the world anymore.
Aww.
Lance Bass and his boyfriend Ryken Lemkul have broken up.
That's a shame.
Apparently, Lance looked at his driver's license and realized his name was Ryken Lemkul. Said, what am I doing? I don't care how hot he is. His name's Ryken Lemkul.
Yeah, that's a deal breaker right there.
Yeah. So, sorry, fellas.
Oh.
They sure made a big deal, and there was an awful lot of publicity about them being a couple.
Yep.
A short time ago.
Well, most of it was that he was gay, which was a shock to our system.
Who could have seen that coming?
Yeah.
Life and Style Weekly magazine reports that OC stars Adam Brody and Rachel Bilson have ended their relationship of 2 years. There's no drama, a friend tells the magazine. They just ended it.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
That's the way all relationships break up.
It's always mutual and everyone goes away happy.
Wait a minute. You want to break up too? Fantastic. Okay, I'll call you. Bye now.
Another breakup. Eddie Murphy is no longer dating Melanie Scary Spice Brown. All the leaves to be cleaned up now is, that little thing of a pregnancy that she's got going on.
How you doing?
That is reportedly Eddie's baby. Or not. Eddie was on a Dutch television show doing some publicity and he was asked about the rumor that the pair would get married soon. Eddie told the reporter, "You're being presumptuous because we're not together anymore. And I don't know whose child that is.
Oh.
But until it comes out and has a blood test, you shouldn't jump to conclusions, sir."
You know, you have a very big mouth, sir.
Apparently, Eddie is now dating Tracy Edmonds, who is the ex-wife of Babyface. Kenneth Babyface.
Oh, yeah.
It's like musical chairs with celebrities.
Yeah, they should
Whoever's sitting on your lap, you go out with for a while.
Along those lines, Britney Spears is now dating Brandon Davis, according to the New York Post.
That is absolutely not true.
I'm afraid it is. The two were spotted ducking into a toilet stall together at the Hollywood Roosevelt Hotel.
Are you sure she wasn't just holding his hair back? You know what I'm saying?
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Apparently they snuck inside a stall to do the nasty.
That can't be. That can be. She's got terrible tasting, guys.
Of course, Brandon met Brittany through her best friend, Paris Hilton, who's good friends with Brandon. Oh, wait a minute. They're not speaking anymore, Brandon and Paris. Brandon said recently that Paris is a racist who drops the N-bomb.
But aren't they the two that tag-teamed Lindsay with the whole firecrotch comedy?
He said that Paris is an idiot. I don't want anything to do with her. I don't need anything from her. She's no longer my friend. She's just not a nice person. Brandon, what happened between you and Paris? What happened?
It's a pretty fishy situation. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do. Improv classes are paying off.
I wasn't expecting you to talk to me.
Sorry.
That's why it's called improv.
Next time I'll give you a script before I ask you to improvise.
Can you write it for me?
And I will ask you a question. Please be ready.
Tori Spelling's writing her autobiography.
That is absolutely not true.
That's funny. She's writing an autobiography. She'll have written one more book than she's read.
That's probably true.
And it is Tuesday. That means that new DVDs and CDs are in stores throughout the Southland. Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Man's Chest. Available just in time for the lucrative holiday gift-giving season. I like the hell out of that movie.
That's a good one.
It got some bad reviews, but I thought it was tight. It was tight. It was a hit. It was tight.
You like it? You gonna go out and get it?
I'll definitely pick it up. Miami Vice, the feature film starring Jamie Foxx and Colin Farrell. Also available today. Beer Fest. comes out today. Someone wrote me an angry email because I neglected to mention that Beer Fest was released on DVD today.
Yeah.
I wrote back, F you, Beer Fest. High School Musical, The Remix, two-disc special edition is available today, as is a very special two-disc special edition of Rocky, the original film from 1976 that won the Best Motion Picture Oscar that year. And I get to see Rocky Balboa this afternoon, the sixth in the Rocky series.
When does that come out?
Comes out Christmas.
Christmas.
And Sylvester Stallone was on Monday Night Football last night. He was up in the booth with Tony and
Brokey
and Blackie.
Sure.
Right.
And he was entertaining as hell, and he said, this is it. This is the last Rocky.
Sure.
I think he's got one more in him, don't you?
Sure, of course.
65?
He said that after 4, and I know he said that after 5, and now he's saying it after 6.
Well, here's the thing. The real deal. He said that the whole Rocky thing kind of went to his head for about 15 years.
Really?
And he said he thought, you know, he could make any movie he wanted with Rocky, and he could do anything with the character, and then he realized that he effed it up. And he said he wanted to go back and do one last film that was much more real and much more in tone with the first film and give the fans of that franchise and that character a fitting farewell to
them. No kidding.
Hero.
I hope that's true.
Which I thought was pretty self-aware of Sly.
Most guys don't ever make that announcement, even if they believe it.
And by the way, Jennifer Flavin.
Yeah.
Holy crap.
Yeah.
She's still diabolical.
Why do we know her? Yeah. Why do I know her name?
She's a model.
Okay.
She's married to Sly for, like, I don't know, 10 years now or
probably,
something.
Probably, yeah.
But she's she looks dynamite last night. Also, did you catch Heroes last night, speaking of television?
Oh, I didn't see it yet.
Oh, Jiminy Cricket, that's a good show.
Was that the season ender for this year or something?
The fall finale. It'll come back in January. But, oh, man.
They said in a show with a history of great surprising endings.
Yeah.
Was it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Oh, bad things are going to happen.
Got to go home and see that.
Peter Petrelli. That's all I got to say.
Really?
Is it, that was something else. But is it my imagination or is Claire, played by Hayden Panettiere, is she getting hotter every week as she leads up to her 18th birthday? Like, is she going to be so hot I won't even be able to look at her straight in the eye?
She's going to blow up at some point. Yeah, she's getting so
I
hot.
So.
She's going to explode.
And I'm a little bit concerned.
And Siler gets his powers by eating their brains. That's how he gets all his powers. Nice. Siler eats people's brains.
Nice.
Sure.
Best show on TV.
I like
Good
that.
Good show. Hey, Ralph, I know you're getting ready to mention some of the new CDs that are coming out today because it is Tuesday. And I have to interrupt on your show, Bisbee, because thanks to you, I had to watch the Billboard Music Awards last night.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is a show that there's zero suspense, zero drama, because Billboard Magazine is the magazine of record for album sales. That's uh-huh. what they do is they tabulate album sales. So when they give an award for the album of the year, all you have to do is say which one sold the most, and that's the one that's going to win. There's no mm-hmm. drama there. But I thought you guys, since you didn't see the show, might be interested to hear what the top three best-selling albums of 2006 were. These were the albums that were in the category, potentially, that could win album of the year last night, okay?
Absolutely.
Number one, in no particular order. Carrie Underwood, Some Hearts.
Really?
Okay.
Okay.
Number two, High School Musical, The Soundtrack.
Wow.
Come
Number three,
on.
Nickelback, All the Right Reasons. That was the 1-2-3 combination of the top three best-selling albums of 2006. Any guess what the best-selling was that won the Billboard Award last night?
Wow. No, how do you guess in High that School category? Musical.
And it's so funny because you think, hey, I listen to K-Rock. Everybody must like rock music. No, not the case if that's your category.
Barry Manilow.
Album of the year, Carrie Underwood, Some Hearts, was the one that
was
the best-selling album of 2006. A former American Idol contestant who sings country music was the number one album of the year.
Boo.
Wow.
Yeah, wow. It was quite a program.
Are you glad you watched it?
It was a painful 2 hours, but at least your man Flava was on, who never gets tired of hearing his own name.
One time for your man, everybody up in the house, one time, let me hear you say Flavor.
There it is. That's the highlight of the show. I just saved you 2 hours.
New CDs in stores today. The OC Mix number 6, Songs from the OC, is available today, as is Eminem Presents The Re-Up, which apparently is just a bunch of stuff he put on a CD.
It's good. I have a quick clip from that, if you don't mind, one of the songs that's on that. He seems to do a lot of spitting when he raps.
How does he reinvent himself every time? God, it's like a brand new artist every time he records.
I love that.
Every song is fresh and different. Sounds new to me. await. And Gwen Stefani has her latest solo effort, The Sweet Escape. Here's a clip from that.
Busting out this Christmas carol.
That's not Gwen. That's the Christmas burping CD you seem to be in love with.
Oh, you know what Kevin's good at is taking something and then just using it sparingly so it can really appreciate every time. He doesn't play it too much so that it just gets old really quick.
Thank you, Ralph.
That's what he's got. He's got a sense of timing.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Although we may not take those calls because we'll still be talking to Teresa from Orange, I hope, who's on the hold here.
Here she comes, she's our Miss Double December.
Nice melons.
She's an angel, and just look at those cans. She's got big guns, baby, she's got the hoots. Boy, how she gets me excited. Hey, look, my penis is hard.
Why did we beep piano, by the way? If the guy's piano is hard, who cares about that? What's up with that? All right. 1-800-520-1067 for Kevin and Bean's What to Do Nephew. If you're not doing that, why not go to KROQ.com, click on Kevin and Bean, and see the 10 finalists for this year's Miss Double December. Miss Double December 2007. Who will represent the Kevin and Bean show throughout the year and go to all the events, including Acoustic Christmas and the Weenie Roast and the Kevin and Bean singles parties and the live broadcast and the whole deal? Will it be Teresa from Orange? She is on the line right now. We are going to meet her for the first time here together. Hey, Teresa.
Hi.
First of all, your dress is totally torn.
Yeah, what's going on in this picture that's up at KROQ.com? It's you standing in a
little angel outfit. You can't really see the wings in the back.
Oh, I see the wings. Okay, I got you.
Okay.
I got you.
It does look like you have like a bad encounter with a German Shepherd or something, and it just shredded your outfit, though, which is... We're not complaining about here.
We got a little crazy with the ribbon, but, you know.
Yeah, all right. That's fine. Yeah.
Those panties look awfully sheer, too, by the way. So nice work with that. Teresa, what's the deal with you? Why do you want to represent the Kevin and Bean Show as Miss Double December 2007?
Well, definitely always, you know, your shows are awesome and amazing, and everyone wants to go. So definitely that's a motivation, and just to be able to hang out and party with you guys would be awesome. And the KROQ listeners, everyone's so funny, so any excuse to party, really.
This scares me just a bit. What celebrity would you like to be stranded on an island with? You put Bradley Knoll. Now, I don't know how to break this to you, but he's not with us anymore.
Yeah, I put that on there, too.
You did? Okay.
Yeah, I know he's dead, but it's a fantasy,
okay,
right?
Okay, I got you. All right.
True. That's true. It probably won't happen.
Hi, Lisa May, by the way.
Hi, Teresa.
when Brad was alive and kicking, that was your kind of guy? That's the kind of guy that turned you on?
Well, he's a party guy. I kind of like it.
He is a party guy. That's true.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
his dog would bite you all over the place. Remember when his dog was backstage?
Oh, that's right.
Weenie Roast or something like that? Yeah. My God, it was biting kids and people, and everybody was running for their lives.
Lawsuits.
Mass exodus.
That was the year we all had to get rabies shots before they let us leave the venue. I remember that.
That's right, yeah.
Teresa, what's the most unusual place you've ever made? Whoopi, you said home plate on a baseball field. What was the circumstances? What baseball field was that?
It was just a random baseball field around here, around in Orange.
Around Orange?
Yeah.
On home plate. What exactly? Does somebody just want to score? Hey! But like, seriously.
No, it was early in the morning, still up from partying, you know.
Okay, just looked like a good idea.
The grass was wet, so we didn't want to go on the grass.
I got you.
Sure.
All right.
Now, it says, for occupation, it says nothing right now, and then later on in the description at KROQ.com, it says that some people were meant to work and others just weren't. I'm one of those people. I get fired from all my jobs. Teresa, is the problem that you're so hot that you think you shouldn't have to do icky things?
No, I wish that was the problem. No, I don't know why I'm not a good employee, I guess.
I like to go out every day and drink. I'm just not meant to have a job, she says.
But what was your last job, Teresa?
I worked at a tanning salon over the summer for a little bit.
No, your last job.
I know, that wasn't a real... I worked in escrow once.
Escrow, okay. Why did you get fired from your jobs, for the most part? Is it always the same thing? Or?
Not really there a lot.
So you don't show up. Okay.
So like that.
Teresa's a hardcore partier.
She's my kind of person.
She could be paid for that. It would be the best.
She wants to hang out on an island with Brad Knoll. You know what's funny is you're the only person who put a different song so far that we've talked to for if you were a stripper, what song would you want to dance to? Everybody says Closer by Nine Inch Nails.
Right.
Yeah.
But you said The Dope Show by Marilyn Manson.
pretty sexy.
All right. I like that song, too. That's a good one.
So if you are selected, and again, you go to KROQ.com, click on Kevin Amin, you can vote for Teresa or any of the other girls from Miss Double December 2007. If you win, you do understand that there are going to be times where we, you know, need you to be someplace at 6 o'clock in the morning. Right, Teresa?
That's okay. I could bring a cocktail, right?
That's a great idea, Bean, is that she won't show up.
I know.
If you just stay up, that would work.
Yeah. We'll call her at like 8:30.
Like, that would be fun. So it's like hanging out.
Okay. Well, we'll see how you feel when you're in the parking lot of a freaking Best Buy at 6 in the morning.
True. As long as there's booze, we'll just always have to have an open bar right next to her.
As long as, like, I can bring a cocktail, fine.
No worries.
By the way, I just went and looked at your picture, and I guess we've added second pictures of all the ladies in the top 10. And this picture of you in the bathtub. Seriously.
This is going to make you angry.
No, it's kind of my thing.
This is going to make you angry, but somebody took a picture of you in the bubble bath. Are you aware of that?
Yeah, I usually have another blonde in the tub with me.
Oh! your hands can barely cover those boobs, too.
Let me ask you this. I have two random questions. We have to ask everybody this. You can understand why. You're not pregnant right now, are you? Because the girl we picked for Miss Double December, I think 4 years ago, was pregnant at the time. So I'm just asking.
No, not pregnant.
Okay, and how old are these photos?
I took them this weekend just for you guys.
Excellent. Okay, they're not like 30 years ago or something. And you're
definitely not.
You're 60. Okay, excellent.
How long have you had the double Ds, Teresa?
They were a gift, and I got them about 2 years ago.
Oh, fantastic. Excellent work. All right, so we've met Teresa. She sounds delightful. You can see her pictures, the bubble bath and the unfortunate incident with the dress unraveling. You can see both of those pictures at KROQ.com. You click on Kevin Amin. If you like Teresa, you can vote for her. And I guess at the end of this show Friday, we're going to be calling the winner, find out who wins Miss Double December, and that person will be unveiled with us this weekend at the Acoustic Christmas Concerts. Teresa, great to talk to you. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye now.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
It's time for Kevin and Beans.
What do you do, nephew?
1-800-520-1067 is the number. You get on the air, you get to pick whatever you want to talk about, and you get a prize.
And today's prize is a pair of tickets to see the Los Angeles Kings take on the Dallas Stars at Staples Center. It's coming up on Saturday, December the 16th. See hockey the way it was meant to be, live. I know most people who listen to K-Rock, most people in Los Angeles, have never been to a Los Angeles Kings hockey game in person. Oh. It is something you should experience at least one time in your life live.
It is so good.
It's the way to go. 1-800-520-1067. Let's start with Jake. Let's go down to the bottom and start with Jake in Pomona, because this Wii has been a tremendously successful video game console, this new Wii that they've got out
right there.
But a lot of people are having some trouble with it, and I think it's very funny. Hi, Jake. You're on the Kevin Amin, Sean K-Rock.
What a do, nephew?
What's the problem, Jake? What are people complaining about?
Fat people are playing the game, and they're getting overheated, sweaty, and almost passing out because it's a strenuous thing they're trying to do. You know, it's like, put down the spoon and pick up the video game controller, you might lose some weight.
Who is complaining that they're getting too hot?
Obviously, fat people are.
But, I mean, where did you see this story?
Actually, I saw it online because I was looking at pros and cons. And a lot of people were saying, you know, I'm a heavyset guy and I'm getting, like, overheated, sweating. And the sweaty palms causes the Wii controller to fly out of their hands, hit the
TV, that's everything. The thing I saw that's hysterical, Jake. And for folks who don't know, the Wii is a video game that you play, but you actually move around. Like, you can be playing golf where you actually swing, and then the results of what you're doing in real life show up on the screen. So people are swinging a baseball bat, for instance, and the remote is flying out of their hands and destroying their consoles. There's all these pictures on the line of television screens with big holes in them and audio-video equipment that's just destroyed because they're throwing the remotes by accident.
Dave, the King of Mexico, just stepped in.
Yeah,
yes, Dave.
Dude, I've played the Wii for about an hour and a half straight, and I swear to you, I was sweating like crazy.
Well,
you're just out of
breath.
You're running around, jumping, and then it's funny because you start far away from the TV screen,
right?
And then next thing you know, like in boxing, you're just like nearly gonna hit the TV screen, and you have to like realize it, step back, and every game tells you that, all right, please make sure there's nothing around you. Please make sure you're far away from the screen.
Right, but here's really what I don't understand, fat people. It's called exercise.
No, yeah. It's awesome. That's
if you don't want to do it, then just get fatter. But if you're going to exercise, it'll take a little out of you.
It seems like a fun way to
really
do
cool.
it.
Yeah, it's really cool. It's really fun. And you're just playing for hours, and before you know it, it's like, oh, man,
this
I got to go home.
This should be a new answer for fat people. This
is
perfect.
Cool.
Don't complain about overheating. It's helping you.
Dave, can they take the technology for Wii and convert it to porn, though? Because that's what's really needed.
<Uh-oh. laughs>
Is that realistic? Seriously, why not?
Oh, man.
All right, let's say good morning to Justin in Corona. Good morning, Justin.
How you doing?
Good, what's up?
I got a 3-day suspension yesterday for using company stuff to try to get acoustic tickets.
A 3-day suspension? Nice.
But at least you got tickets, right?
No, I didn't.
By the way, that's the amazing thing. Let me just butt in here and say something, Justin, because we haven't mentioned this since early this morning. This year may have gone smoother than any year. I have never received more emails from people, and it seems like 100% of our audience is thrilled with the way it went. They all got tickets. Everybody that wanted tickets got tickets, and I can't imagine that that's the case, but it seems to be this year.
I'm happy for them all.
Oh, you didn't?
No, I didn't get tickets. I got told to go home until Friday at around 4:30, and I was driving home when tickets went on sale. And
wait a minute, though. You said you got suspended at tickets for at work for trying to get tickets, but they didn't go on sale.
Well, I was streaming K-Rock, and I had Ticketmaster's website up.
Oh,
to listen to the radio at work, or
I see.
You know, buy tickets.
I got you. So you were sent home from work for trying to do that. Then the song came on, and you didn't have a cell phone?
I did, but I didn't get through.
Oh, I see. Well, okay.
That doesn't make sense. I thought everybody got him who wanted him. But thank you for the call, Justin.
I don't believe him because every other email we get is super positive.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It's unbelievable how that works.
They love it.
All right. Let's go to Steve in Canyon Country. Good morning, Steve. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. What it do, nephew?
What it do, Kevin and Bean? Lisa May.
Hi, Steve.
What's going on?
Okay. I was wondering if anyone else noticed that the Alaskan Airline commercials have the same actors, but they changed the accent.
I did, and I laughed out loud when I heard that.
Yeah, that was really funny, actually.
Alaska Airlines had a commercial on that it was very... I actually have a little clip of the original one, and this is them trying to get people to come down to an interview to work at Alaska Airlines, and they're very, very Hispanic sounding.
How would you like to have a job where you can soar to new heights?
Where you'll be part of a great familia.
Then come to the interview.
Alaska Airlines is looking for dynamic and bilingual flight attendants. People like you.
Okay. All right. So we made fun of that. And all of a sudden, we've got the same actors doing this.
Getting to my appointments in a good mood is very critical to my business. If I don't service my customers in a good mood, they notice it when I'm in that meeting presenting to them. And Alaska's very good at keeping me excited and happy when I land.
Chris Bull, Alaska Airlines Mileage Plan MVP.
Oh, that's not the same one. I thought it was the exact same commercial, but we have several of them running. We pulled up the wrong one.
Oh, okay. But so there's another one that's a lot like that other?
It's the same script.
It's just not the accent?
And it's the same people, but they're doing a very, very white accent.
You
no
mean
more
that was
Hispanic.
A fake accent?
No.
That wasn't just how they talked?
How dare you suggest that? But I was laughing when I heard that because it is the exact same copy and it sounds like the exact same people
that's
no longer
funny.
Doing a Hispanic accent.
But now they hate the brown man, apparently. I don't know what's going on.
No, they don't at all. No. It's just they're looking for our audience and somehow we won't keep mocking them. By the way, Alaska Airlines is one of the better airlines as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, they are.
Well, you know, that's all I fly back and forth when I come to town. Hey, let's talk to Nico in Hermosa Beach because Psycho Mike can't stop talking about how much fun he had at the Borat movie this weekend. And apparently Nico had an unusual experience too. Nico, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock. What'd it do, nephew?
It's actually Miko, not Migo.
Okay.
That's okay. I got K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas tickets also. Thank you so much.
See, I told you, everybody that wanted them got them.
Who didn't? Who didn't?
Well, no, there's a funny story to go along with that, but I won't talk about that at this time. What was I going to say? So I went to the Borat movie for the second time this weekend. And it was with a bunch of friends who didn't know anything about the movie. And the only seats available were in the very, very front row. And I kept on trying to say, don't sit there. You can't sit there.
Right.
Because of those, 5 to 10 minutes where it's just impossible to watch the screen. But we had to sit there, and I got to get a very up-close and personal view of Azamat behind, and well, you couldn't really see Borat's face, I guess. Right
now. Oh, no, not the scene where he and his manager guy were fighting naked?
Oh, God.
Oh, that is brutal.
So I could look away, but my friends didn't know, and they were just horrified.
That's the funniest thing I've ever seen.
But to be that close, so it's just...
Yeah, when you're in the front row, it's like you're in the hotel room and in the elevator with them, and that's too much naked guy. I agree.
It's not enough to be in the front row in the first place. It's worse when that horrible, horrible scene comes
Of on. Course, but horrible, horrible funny.
Well, yes, it was funny for me to watch
the
reaction.
Of course, that's awesome. Miko, thank you very much for the call. We appreciate it. For folks,
do you think a woman should be educated?
Sorry, Bea.
Definitely.
But is it not a problem that a woman have a smaller brain than a man?
That is wrong.
Give me a smile, baby. Why angry face?
Well, what you're saying is very demeaning. Do you know the word demeaning?
No.
If you haven't seen the Borat movie, seriously, you don't deserve, you should be deported. You don't deserve to live in the United States of America. You're wasting the freedoms that men and women have died for.
What if you're a legal citizen? Still deported? Still should be,
yeah, absolutely deported. If you don't go see the Borat movie, I don't want you living in this country. I really don't.
Do you want people working in this office that haven't seen it? In this room that haven't seen it?
Yeah, first and foremost, Mike, you've got to go. There's no question about that. But that scene that Miko was calling about is maybe the most unbelievable thing you'll ever see in a motion picture.
Yeah, it is.
You can't believe that, that people exist that would make that.
All right, Putu in Culver City.
Hello? What do, nephew?
Putu.
What it do, Putu?
Oh, Tutu.
Tutu. Tutu.
Yeah.
Well, that's okay. Better.
Okay.
All right, what can we do for you?
What's going on, man?
I've got a celebrity sign for you.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, right across where I work at, Tyra Banks is filming the Top Model show.
Yes.
Oh, really?
Yeah, really. I've been trying to call you guys all week. So she pulls up in her little Range Rover, thinks she's all pretty.
Who does, Tyra Banks?
Tyra Banks.
Okay.
So she gets out the truck and falls flat down on her face.
She fell out of her car?
She fell out of her truck.
Awesome.
Oh, that's sad.
That's hilarious. You know why? Because her forehead is so heavy that she tipped over forward.
I think the ground shook.
That's fantastic.
I wish I had been there to throw myself down on the ground ahead of her so that she would have felt
she
a nice soft
landing.
She
killed you with her forehead.
Tyra Banks really blows. Tyra Banks really blows.
That's just mean. I saw Tyra on the TV the other day in an interview.
You know what you want to do when you're not modeling anymore?
Yes, I want to
hang out with my boyfriend, Bean.
Let's talk to Raul in L.A. He's on line two. You know that 1 vs. 100 show that our friend Bob Saget hosts?
Right.
It's a pretty good game show. Raul, it says here, is going to be a contestant on that show. How cool is that?
Hey, Raul.
What it do, nephew and baby boo?
What it do, Raul?
Now, you're going to be on the show as a contestant or one of the
mob?
No, I'm going to be the one.
Really?
Wow.
Dude.
Yeah, I'm going to be hopefully filming tomorrow. I was there yesterday at the studio till like 10 at night, and they told me that it wasn't going to go that day, so I'm supposed to come back Wednesday.
Okay, but you're going to film it tomorrow or you're going to be on? I mean, it's going to air tomorrow.
I think it airs on Friday, right?
No, I'm filming it tomorrow.
Okay.
If it was going to air, I wouldn't be calling. The reason I'm calling is because I want to help you guys put the Kevin and Bean curse behind you guys forever.
I see. So if we say good luck and then you go on the show tomorrow and win everything.
That's right. Then they would say, oh, crap.
And that's likely, by the way. I mean, that's most of the chances are that he'll win everything.
Hey, Ro, what's the most you can win on 1 vs. 100? Is it $1 million?
It's $1 million.
Okay.
But you have to get like 75 questions in a row, right? Right?
No, I just have to knock out 100 people.
Knock out 100 people. Okay, well, that's easy.
Yeah, theoretically, you can do it in 3 or 4 questions. It all depends on
theoretically, I could do it on the first question if they all get it wrong.
I see what you're saying, yeah.
Right. It's a cool show. How did you go about, what was the process like where you were selected to be the one?
Actually, about 3 or 4 weeks ago, they had open casting calls here in L.A. at the Shrine Auditorium.
Right.
I came down at like 6 in the morning with my mom, stood in line for about 7 hours, and talked to a whole bunch of people, took tests, and then from those thousands, they weeded down to about 300. From those 300, they weeded down to about 100.
Wow.
And after those 100, we went in for a second audition, and then from those 100, they brought it down to about 60, and now I got called.
That's impressive.
Can you make up a shorter version of that particular story?
Yeah, no kidding. Wow.
We don't have to have a moment-by-moment account.
Well, it is interesting to see how much it takes to get on the show, though.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, no kidding. Raul, here's what we want you to do. We know once you're filmed, you're not going to be able to tell us anything that happens, but will you call us back and let us know when your episode airs so we know we can tune in and see a K-Rock listener up there, okay?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. I'll let you guys know. It most likely will be in January.
Okay.
Okay.
They were filming the Christmas show yesterday.
Okay.
So I'm pretty sure I'll be either for the New
Christmas
Year's
show. What, do they have some kind of a Christmas themed 1 vs. 100?
Yeah, there's 15 Santas in the mob. You got to try to beat them all.
All right,
Raul. Good luck to you, man. Say hi to the SAG man for us.
All right, you got it.
Don't be bad. That's what we tell athletes. Okay, thank you, Raul.
All right, those are good calls. Thank you very much. And I want to thank all of our guests on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Apparently,
they all just have cell phones.
D.
They just have cell phones now, so Lightning won't call them anymore.
Yeah, that's true.
So apparently all the guests were not able to get. Yeah, we did talk to two more Miss Double December contestants, and we did two yesterday, and we'll talk to two more again on tomorrow morning's Kevin and Bean Show. You can still go to KROQ.com, click on Kevin and Bean, see all 10 pictures. And by the way, a lot of people are missing that you can click on their names and the pictures get bigger.
Yes.
So if you're a bonehead that's writing to me saying the pictures are too small, I can't decide, well, just make them bigger.
And
that's
sometimes there's more than one photo there, too, as well. So
right.
You can check that out. More thanks, or is that it?
That's all we got. All right.
Tomorrow morning on an all-new Kevin and Bean Show, we have Panic at the Disco in our studios.
Ooh.
So that's coming up. We also have Donna Sheehan and Paul Raphael. They are the creators of a website that I think is brilliant because this is going to be the most useful thing ever. It's called Global Orgasm.
Oh, God.
Yes.
.org.
Ooh. Oh, God.
And they are, what happens there?
They're picking a date. I think it's this weekend, where they want everybody in the world to have an orgasm and to think about peace.
Oh, yeah, right there.
We're supposed to do it kind of at the same time?
Yes, all at once, and everybody thinks about peace, and then all the wars will stop.
Well, theoretically, if everyone at the same time is having sex in the whole wide world, yeah, there won't be any wars.
For that moment, yes, that's
for
true.
That moment, right.
Right. Yes. Okay, all right.
All what right. else we have on tomorrow morning's Kevin and Bean Show?
Well, it's hard to concentrate.
It really is.
Really? Assistant producer Alex
just let her peek.
Went on Sugar Daddy for me, and she's got a bunch of responses we need to talk about tomorrow. Okay, is that it? Because I'm way too distracted. Animals attack tomorrow. Shamu very angry. Sea lions very angry. It turns out all of the animals are angry at people in the world, so we're in trouble. We have more tickets to the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas tomorrow morning. Please, I'm begging
not
you.
Again.
All right, that's all I can tell you about tomorrow. Plus more Miss Double December.
God. Oh, yeah, right there.
Okay, and what else?
And we should mention, I'm just going to mention something.
Cannot do this, Bean.
Yes.
And?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Plus?
Yes. Yes.
Tommy in.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes. 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 Oh, yes. Yes. Yes.
Shouldn't she be shouting peace, peace, peace?
Yes. Oh. Oh.
Okay, good. That's over.
Oh, God.
I think she's dead.
Now, last night, at 5 o'clock, in the 5 o'clock hour, I believe, we did play Everlong by the Foo Fighters.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That song played. So when it comes up here soon, don't freak out. Back to you, Bean.
Okay. That'll be part of 40 Minutes Nonstop K-Rock from our friend Kat Corbett. Also included Angels and Airwaves, 30 Seconds to Mars, their new one, Snow Patrol, Smashing Pumpkins, AFI, and more right after this on K-Rock.